Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show, it's Friday, March 5th. Yes, you've made it to another weekend. Heidi and Frank Show brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. A lot of stuff going on today. We got 20 and 21 at 8 o'clock. Stay or go at 9. Our special guest judges from Dirty Honey, Mark and John, stopping in. And they're going to stick around for new music because they have new music. It's a song they're putting out today called California Dreamin'.
No.
Is it a remake?
No.
Okay.
Not for the mamas and the papas?
No.
I wouldn't hate that, though, if they did a remake
that. That would be kind of kick-ass.
I'm not mad at that.
Way better than that damn Post Malone booty and the blowfish crap.
You shut your mouth.
No, everybody who's heard it is like, why did he do that? I mean, ruined himself. He could have done so many, he could have covered Prince.
Who are these people?
My wife.
Frank.
I played it for her, she's like, what? He did what? No. I hate Hootie and the Blowfish. She loved Post Malone. Now she doesn't like Post Malone anymore because he did that.
Who hates Hootie and the Blowfish?
Every non-white person on the planet. And me and my wife. I guess we're the only two white people that hate Hootie and the Blowfish.
I went to see Hootie when I was living in Cincinnati. It was awesome.
So you play that song for your son, he goes, I've never heard this before.
I wouldn't accept backstage passes to a Hootie and the Blowfish concert.
Wow.
With free parking. I wouldn't even, no, I wouldn't. And I wouldn't even try to sell them because that'd be a joke.
Sorry, Darius.
Just for the record,
I like Darius.
He did wish you a happy birthday.
I hate Hootie the Blowfish, but I love Darius Rucker.
Wait a second.
Yeah, he was the best part about that whole band. Rest of them sucked.
Oh, I could not disagree more. I'm so white, I guess.
You are extremely pale today. What's going on?
What?
I mean, you are really white today. Isn't she whiter than normal? I mean, in a weird way. Is it the lighting?
Maybe. I do look kind of blown out.
Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Very white.
Looks very bright.
All right, we'll figure out why Heidi's so white while we get some traffic from Aki.
Now, it's Heidi and Frank. And Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Crank up the treadmill, Eric. Let's get going on our morning run.
All right.
See what's going on in the world. Oh, historic visit today from the Pope going to Iraq. Be the first Pope to ever go there.
Hmm. Why is he going?
Is it nice now?
He's vacationing.
He's going to visit. I guess there's a dwindling Christian population there, so he's going to give them pep talk.
Oh.
And it's going to be like a 4-day crisscrossing the country.
Crisscross.
Crisscrossing the country.
Just crisscross country.
They're going to go up here first. They're going to go down there.
And then they're going to go west and then go back east.
Here. And they can do that several times.
Yeah. Start in the north and go south. No west and east.
Yeah, it's an effort meant to show support for Iraq's shrinking Christian population and promote religious dialogue. Yeah. Dialogue.
Okay.
That's always worked out with Iraq. Oh, my speaking of Iraq, I feel like I just got racked in the balls. My right ball is killing me.
What'd you do
I'm
last
like
night?
Bending over. I felt like I got sack tapped. But I didn't get hit. I'm just like, I got, and it just every now and then it's going to be like a sharp pain right up my, you know, where your balls hurt.
You might have slept on it funny. Like you.
Probably rolled over on one of my nuts.
You might have.
I don't know. It's all.
What'd you do last night?
I don't remember.
Well, that might be why your ball hurts.
Is it your underwear?
No, my underwear are loose.
Sometimes it'll like bunch up on the one side and kind of pinch it off.
Maybe let me check it out.
Oh, okay.
You got hand sanitizers over?
Oh man. Oh, it's a. It's
right.
Touched my microphone. Ew.
Well, it's only yours, I guess. You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, at least no one else used the studio.
Yeah, it's jokes on them.
Suckers. Also, on the treadmill, more than 18,000 small-scale earthquakes have shaken southwestern Iceland over the past week.
What the hell's going on there?
18,000 earthquakes. Little tiny ones.
Mm.
But
Frank, those are the best.
Raising fears of impending seismic activity from the region's numerous volcanoes. Now, they haven't seen volcanic activity in more than 800 years, but get this. A 300-year-long period of eruptions lasted from the 10th to the 13th century. So for 300 years, they were constantly erupting. But they haven't had any eruptions for 800 years. So
they're due.
During that stretch, eruptions were continuous, but relatively small. So at least one major eruption may have occurred. Now, the country's volcanic activity, it's because, let me give you a little geology
please.
Lesson. They straddle the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. That's where the North American tectonic plate meets up with the Eurasian tectonic plate right there. And so Iceland is like right on that.
Mm.
And it's really the only place on Earth you can go
is it sort
and
of like,
actually be where two tectonic plates meet. I think, didn't you walk on the, Sammy? Didn't you like, I mean, you were in Iceland, go visit the spot where you were like on one tectonic plate and there's the other tectonic plate.
You could straddle?
Plate.
Yeah, I could barely touch both at one time because they're separated just so far apart and everyone else, you know, was touching one and the other. And I'm like, have one arm and one leg on the other side trying to touch both, but I did make it.
Yeah, I mean, they're moving apart from one another at about an inch a year, which is like, by geologic standards, that's hauling ass.
Really?
It really is. That's like smoking. Later, pew!
Inch.
An inch. In geologic standards.
Right, right. Yeah. Is that how you explain your penis? You're like, you know, listen, in geologic standards, this is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, you can almost see how many people I've been with by the layers.
Right. Yeah, you count the rings there.
The layers. You're like, wow, stratigraphic.
That you see his history. That'd be great. Like, oh, really? Let me see. You lied. You lied.
It's just all lipstick.
Oh.
Different colors of lipstick.
Mm.
The stratigraphic layers. let's see. Also on the trend mill, the Senate kicked off yesterday what's expected to be a contentious debate over the Biden administration $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Now, the debate was immediately delayed.
Oh, good God.
By a call to read the entire 628-page bill on the floor. All right. Everybody have a seat.
Page one.
Yes, as he's licking his fingers.
Oh, my God. Why did I picture Mitch McConnell licking his fingers? Why did I do that?
I know, it's gross.
Yuck. Ugh.
I picture Nancy Pelosi licking Mitch McConnell's fingers.
And then sucking on them. And she's like,
they have a passionate affair in the janitor's closet, yeah. But they're bitter enemies in person.
You'd never know.
But he pulls her into a closet and they ravish each other.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll show you what the turtle can do.
Yeah. She's motorboating his throat cleavage.
Oh, yeah, he's got some hangy downs, man. Yeah.
Oh, God. She's flapping her face. She's like, Nancy,
I like that quite a bit.
Well, I knew you would, Mitch. Can I call you Mitchell? Oh, yeah.
Little Mitch.
Mitch. Such a little Mitch. Yeah, you like you little Mitch, aren't you? Yeah.
Son of a Mitch.
Yeah, Nancy's little Mitch, aren't you?
Who's Nancy's Mitch? Oh, my God.
You can have that one, SNL, if you're looking for an added one for this Saturday night.
No, I think we just
take that.
Take the clip from the show, we send it to them.
There you go.
Hey, Nancy, get a load of this. That's my morning show out of Los Angeles. let's see. Yeah, they're probably still reading it. It's kicked off yesterday. 628-page bill to be read on the floor. So it's, I guess, are they trying to emphasize how long it is and stupid? It's like, if we're going to read it, probably shouldn't be this long, right? There's got to be a lot of junk in here. And then are they stopping and talking about stuff like we do? They're not talking at all. Everyone's got to sit there?
Yeah, they got to sit there and listen. So it's over now.
Can they be on their phones?
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
I think they have to sit there and listen, and then they start what's called a votarama.
I'd like to go back to page 10.
Everybody, please.
Damn it.
A Votorama.
This was Ron Johnson who read this thing out loud. Said, everybody, we're going to read this whole thing, Ron.
Ron Johnson.
So then he read the whole thing, and now we start the Votorama, where every little amendment is brought up, debated, then they have 10 minutes for each amendment to vote.
God, why would anyone single want that job?
So every 10 minutes, then, okay, next up, it's amendment number 33. And then they sit there and debate it out, and then 10 minutes to vote, and then the next one. Mm. 10 minutes to vote, then the next one.
Is there anybody playing, like, any entertainment during the intermissions between the votes?
Oh, yeah.
John Legend, actually.
Oh, it is?
John Legend,
that's fantastic.
For the Votorama? I think it should be Bananarama.
Yeah.
I'm your Venus.
Your desire.
Get and in then,
yeah, that's what dancing.
I love Bananarama. I'll show you Bananarama.
But they only play that song to encourage them to vote quickly.
Yeah.
The quicker you vote, the quicker this stops.
I'm your Venus.
Oh, yes, come on, vote, yes. Vote, it's fine. Vote. Yay.
Votorama.
Votorama. We're going to be doing a Votorama today on Stair Go at 9 o'clock.
It's a Votorama. Votoramasaurus Rex.
Oh, don't give him any, please.
I know.
This is a lady shaver commercial right now.
Is it?
Yeah. It's the Venus. The lady shaver.
Right, right, right. Chick?
No, Venus. Called Venus.
It's like the chick owned Venus. I don't know. I can't stop dancing and talking to you. That's Nancy's walk-in song.
Oh, yeah. She's here.
No, when Kamala gets the deciding vote on stuff, that's when she comes into that song.
Oh, yeah.
She's got it.
I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire. Aw, Nancy.
Yeah, so they're debating that thing out. Who knows when you'll ever get a check. Also, since it is Ladies Month, this is like your Super Bowl, ladies.
Oh, I feel it. I'm just so excited.
It's happening on Sunday night, 5 p.m. Pacific on CBS. Ladies Super Bowl. What is it?
Ladies Super Sunday night.
Happening this Sunday night,
CBS.
5 p.m. on CBS. Gonna call the girlfriends over.
Calling girlfriends over.
Get around the television set. Turn it on.
Is it like the daytime soap opera
no.
awards
no.
or something?
Is there The Bachelor? Is there a new one?
Good
new...
guess, no.
That's Monday, stupid.
Hey, Eric.
Eric would know.
It's Hometowns. Come on.
I have no idea.
You're going to kick yourself.
Well, hang on. Give me a clue. Besides, you didn't give me any clues.
I can't really give you a clue.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. I gave you a clue.
Is there a host?
Yes, absolutely. It's a woman Super Bowl.
Woman Super Bowl.
There is a host.
Ellen's Game of Games.
No, hell no.
I don't know.
It's Oprah's interviewing Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Put on your funny hats, ladies, and get her on the TV.
Get your finger sandwiches,
your tea. Yeah, it's happening. Oprah's big interview. Aren't you a big Oprah fan? I figured you knew that.
Yeah. I knew she did that interview. I wasn't sure when
it was airing. So I couldn't give you any clues.
Well, you could have said Oprah. Know.
Oh, well, if I said Oprah, you'd have known. Yeah. That's like a major clue right there. It's Oprah's interview.
You could have said royal.
With Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Hmm. I guess there's allegations that Meghan Markle's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, I have that coming up in 2020, 2021.
Like she's like a bullying bitch.
I don't know. I
guess we'll find out tonight on the interview.
She is perfect.
Or Sunday night.
I think so, too.
Sunday night.
Not 5 o'clock.
Oprah. 5 o'clock. CBS. New York.
Okay.
Speaking of women, Netflix spends $5 million of its $20 million creative equity fund to invest in the global development of women's participation in the film industry. There you go, ladies. It's good when you have a month.
Yeah, they give us a whole month, yeah.
Team LeBron takes on Team Durant at the 2021 NBA All-Star Game. That's happening Sunday as well. Oh, at 5 p.m., same time as Oprah's interview.
What if you've only got the one TV in the house? That's going to that's going to be a big fight.
It's going to be 5 p.m. on TNT.
Well, Frank, thank God we've got picture in picture.
Yeah, anybody ever actually use picture in picture? No. Oh, yeah, speaking of sports, they analyzed tweets. New study looked into tweets by sports fans and found that what sport has the angriest fans on Twitter? If you had to guess, what sport has the angriest fans?
I'm going to say football fans.
Nope, football, as far as NFL, came in number 4.
I was way off.
The angry fans.
I'm going to go basketball.
Basketball, NBA, came in number 10.
Oh. I'm going to go with soccer.
Number 2.
Ooh, that's good.
Number 2 answer on the soccer. Angriest sports fans.
I mean, is this worldwide or just American?
Worldwide.
Rugby.
Rugby tied for 10th with NBA fans.
You know what? I'll say all the aggression builds up when you're watching wrestling.
Wrestling? Nope. Actually, wrestling fans are pretty calm. Did you see that sport in Russia, wrestling basketball?
No. What?
Wrestling basketball.
Yeah, basically they combine both sports. Basically everybody's out there on the court wearing singlets, 5-on-5, and guys are like wrestling each other they're trying to play basketball.
So
like,
that's kinda,
really, there's no fouls, but there's no like punching and stuff. It's wrestling.
Well, that's kind of like rugby then, and instead of with a football, it's with a basketball.
Yeah, it's like when you're trying to block somebody out, you're just, you know, you're holding on to them, yeah, and they're trying to get away from you.
Are you watching it? Yeah, they're all wearing wrestling outfits.
Yeah, singlets.
Like high school wrestling. Yeah, singlets. But you don't have to dribble. You could just sort of carry the ball like a football. And then they don't care, man. They just grab you and take you to the floor.
Is the floor hard? Yeah, it's obviously
a basketball
like
a floor, yeah. No mat.
Oh.
What do you say, Jordan?
Oh, no. That reminded me of this Italian sport called calcio storico, which is basically full contact football. No pads. But it's MMA and football, so they just straight brawl. And they got to get the ball all the way to the other side.
MMA and football.
Whoa.
Knocking guys out.
Imagine that. Football.
Calcio storico.
Football, no pads.
Pull that up, Eric.
How do you spell
it? I'm still watching this wrestling basketball. My favorite is when they shoot and somebody just tackles them as the ball is leaving their hand.
You jump shot, somebody takes you down with double leg.
Onto the hardwood floor.
God.
That's
terrible.
Man.
I would pay money to watch it.
I don't think they have cable yet.
See, we do look like pussies to the Russians. They're like, look at them. Look how sweet they wear the padding.
Look at them flopping on floor. Like he got fouled. Let's see. Nobody said golf. Golf has the angriest fans.
Oh. Wow.
Probably the angriest participants, too. I've seen so many guys lose their on a golf course. Clubs getting broken.
Thrown.
Yeah, thrown into a splashy lake. Bloop, there goes the guy's putter.
So frustrating.
Oh, man, yeah.
But what would...
drivers get wrapped around, you know, the hole marker sign. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. People get pissed. God damn it.
It's supposed to be a relaxing gentleman's sport.
No.
No.
It's a lot of anger with moments of elation.
Right.
That's why you keep going.
You keep
back.
Chasing.
Yeah.
Anger things.
Yeah, golf's a lot like life like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was golf, then soccer, then Major League Baseball, followed by the NFL, then boxing was in the 5th spot for angry fans. NHL, Formula One, and darts all tied.
Darts?
Followed by cycling, NBA and rugby, tennis, then cricket. But the happiest fans, that'd be boxing fans, followed by soccer, followed by golf.
Wait a second.
That's what I said. Anger and elation. They're super happy. Woohoo!
Yeah, it's the most manic fans.
Oh yeah,
your highs are so high and your lows are so low.
It's bipolar, the most bipolar of sports.
Wow,
where highs are super high and lows are super low.
Hmm.
Yep. Oh, let's see. Also in the news. Oh, before we get away from sports, real quick. No, you could argue that Washington D.C. had one of the least woke football teams until a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going all out now. Last year, obviously, they dumped the Redskins name, rebranded themselves the Washington football team. I think that's going to be another year of that. They haven't figured out what name they're going to be. So they're going to be a football team one more season. Now they're nixing the cheerleading squad. which they had for more than 50 years. And instead, they'll be fielding a co-ed dance squad.
Shut up!
Team officials say their goal is to create a more modern franchise with entertainment that showcases inclusivity, diversity, and athleticism.
Shut up!
And they're hiring. If you're interested, they're looking for candidates who are super athletes who can, quote, dance, perform tricks and stunts, and manipulate whatever props that will create a really great show. Washington started using cheerleaders in 1962. They became known as the... What was the name of the cheerleading squad? Didn't we remember that?
Washington Redskins cheerleaders. Let's see.
I mean, they were the Redskins, and the cheerleaders were the what? Come on. What was the cheerleaders? They were the Redskins. What were the cheerleaders?
Pinkskins.
Pinkskins? No. Even though maybe. That was a good guess. Good guess.
Thank you.
Johnny? What were the Redskins cheerleaders called?
The Indian girls.
No.
What? I don't...
The Indian girls.
The Pocahontases.
The Red Skinettes.
Oh, the Skinettes.
The yes. Red Skinettes? No.
The Skinny Minis.
We went to Skinny Minis.
They were just called the cheerleaders.
That's what they're called now.
Good answer. No, as far as being PC, good job, Jordan. Okay, the Redskins was the team. What's the cheerleaders? And obviously, you went down Indian girls and Squaw Valley over here.
Yeah.
No, they were called the First Ladies of Football. Because it's Washington, D.C. They were the First Ladies
of football.
Of football.
Got it.
Totally led you down that road of racism, didn't I? Redskins, they were the... had nothing to do with that.
They were the Floff. Welcome the Floff.
The Papooses? No, yeah, they weren't the Papooses.
The old Sacagawea? So.
They were the First Ladies of Football. Racist.
Man, you really did set us up.
I really
it's
did.
Not fair.
It's not even fair.
Nope.
But no, they're dropping that, obviously, to be the Washington Co-Ed Dance Squad. What do you think about that, Sammy? You're in the cheerleading world.
I am. I don't mind it because NFL cheerleaders are actually dancers. Like, I, as a cheerleader, couldn't go try out for a professional cheerleading squad because all they do is dance. They don't really do stunts and other stuff.
Right.
And so it does have, it sounds super girly to say cheerleader, even though there's plenty of male cheerleaders out there as well, that it doesn't bother me because dancing is actually what they do, and it's not girly for men to dance like it shouldn't be, you know. Oh, I like
it,
all of
it
that
can
way.
Be.
I like the co-ed stuff, though.
Depending on the type of dance it is.
You did it. I mean, I like the co-ed stuff. I think it's interesting.
Co-ed cheer, to me, is way better than all-girl cheer.
I agree.
Because then you got to throw chicks in the air and stuff and catch them, right?
Right.
Hopefully catch them.
I think I saw it on Instagram or something where... Guy had two girls in front of him. They both do that, like, 1, 2, 3 jump thing. Launches them in the air, and they both were on 1 foot on each hand. So he's holding up two chicks.
My God.
It's called a double cupie.
Is that really cupie. A name for that? I was like,
God,
Jesus
Christ. His core. Just...
holding these two girls, and they're on one leg, like flamingos.
Incredible. I mean, that is talent.
That is talent.
In athleticism. So you want to try that later with Sammy? What are you getting at here? I just want to know, with me and Sammy?
I've done a double QP before, so.
I want you to do it with me and Sammy.
Yeah.
All you wrestling fans, Shaq's making his debut for All Elite Wrestling. See him training?
Shaq's a wrestler now?
Yep. In case you missed it.
Oh.
Shaquille O'Neal made his debut with All Elite Wrestling on Wednesday night, and even picked up a win in his first match.
Of course he did.
He won a tag team match against Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet.
Used all the Icy Hot when it was over.
Oh, yeah, he's covered in Icy Hot ashes. Yeah, it's Icy Hot, right? That's
what
he does. Yeah. But I guess Rhodes sent him crashing through a pair of tables outside the ring at one point, so it got pretty serious.
Sure it did. Yeah. In that wacky world of soap operas.
The night ended with a true pro wrestling style twist. Shaq was injured and wheeled out to an ambulance, only to mysteriously disappear.
Hmm. Well, he looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah, he is in good shape.
Damn.
What a super nice guy, too, though.
Oh, my God.
Shaq's like one of the best guys in the
world. The best.
See where Dwayne Wade caught him sleeping at the NBA? Like, the show, the NBA show?
Mm-hmm.
And Shaq was sleeping. He had, like, some mask on his face. I don't know if it's like a
sleep mask?
Like one of those masks. What are those called? For snore, people who snore?
Oh, a sleep apnea?
But it was a whole, like, a whole mask.
Well, a contraption. It's not, pretty much a contraption.
I thought those things fit over just your nose. But this thing had a whole mask on it. Snack. Shaq is just sawing logs. And got videotaped.
Where was he sleeping?
Office chair. Maybe, I don't know.
Wow. Oh, I don't know what that is. That's disturbing. What is that?
It's like Shaq's in space stasis, like he's going to Mars.
Is he doing another Space Jam? Is that is maybe, this guerrilla marketing for Space Jam?
I think Johnny's got something about Space Jam coming up in 2021.
What are the chances of that?
Listen. Sounds like a...
I mean,
like
I've
a
seen.
Bear.
I've seen.
No, you go back and watch Jurassic Park. That sounds like T Rex, doesn't it? Where he like gets his eyeball right down there next to the car. Put some pterodactyl sounds around that.
I wonder if that is sort of like his COVID mask. He's just got a full, like a full head. Or I've seen those, what are they called, ostrich? Those things that you can put on, like people use them to fly. You can put them on at the office. Or it's this weird-shaped pillow, but you put your whole head in it so that you can fall asleep at work, and it's like totally blinds everything. It kind of...
Wait, what? There's a pillow you put your whole head in?
Eric,
and then
I'm
you sit
about?
Up in your chair and you sleep?
Yeah.
So
It's
beyond a neck pillow that you see on a plane?
You put your whole head in it.
My whole head?
Correct. It's called
so
like
basically,
a,
I put my—it's not really a pillow; it's a bed for my head, because I'm putting my whole head.
Eric, do you see it?
And I'm not laying down.
What's it called?
An ostrich pillow.
There we go.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen
see?
In my life, Frank.
I was like,
yeah, I'm having a hard time just figuring out why in the hell anyone would make this. Oh, and your face, your nose, and mouth stick out so you can still breathe. I don't understand. What is that supposed to do?
It
is it supposed
out,
to make you feel like you're in the womb?
Well, yeah, it cuts out all the like the light and the noise.
Are you getting rebirth right there? Is that supposed to be the hope, the opening for when you're being born?
Mama, mommy.
One more push.
Yeah, who is sitting at work like, hey guys, just gonna take a 15 little cat napper.
This woman laying under her desk with this thing on.
It reduces light and ambient sound. So anywhere you are, it feels like you're in a napping pod.
He also kind of looks like he has a ball bag on his head upside down.
No, he looks like a really bad mascot for a team. You know what I mean? Like,
where are the cubicles?
Yeah, no, we're the gray amphibians. And it's like he's got the eyes on the outside and his little mouth. It's like a...
He actually, yeah, he kind of looks like the Gecko Geico, the Geico yeah. Gecko. Like taking a break from shooting a commercial. I'll take the bottom half of this off and just relax here for a minute.
That's so dumb.
It's so dumb. But somebody made a ton of money on it, I guess.
March Madness. When's that actually kick off, Johnny? It's not really kick off, but when's that tip off?
I don't know.
March Madness. We're already in March.
To happen in the middle is I can't remember if before or after St. Patty's Day.
They're gonna have cardboard fans too, and for $100, put your face on one of the cutouts so you can actually attend the game. Hopefully, see yourself on television.
March 18th.
Okay, so it's the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
and I have no idea who's like any good in college basketball. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even tell you who's number one in the country right now. You're saying Gonzaga? If you had to guess, I'll say. Kentucky. I'm just guessing. What are you going with? Number one team in the country right now.
Purdue.
I'm going with the Big Ten.
Boilermakers.
I'll go with Virginia.
That's a good guess.
Baylor?
Baylor. Who is the number one team in the country?
I don't know.
Look it up.
Duke.
Oh, no one said Duke. They're usually up there.
Connecticut. Marianne,
Huskies.
UConn.
They're usually up there.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse. Kansas.
Yeah. Gonzaga, number one.
Holy hell, Heidi.
Look at me, blind squirrel and all.
Guess that's just that lesbian
it's in there.
Instinct.
I mean, mm-hmm. I got it.
You know basketball.
And I don't even care to or want to. Uh-oh. But I'm just like, man, it's stuff I know.
I'll give you $100. You could also name the number one women's team right now. Just guessing.
I'm going to go.
Come on.
I'm going to go Connecticut.
Ooh, good guess. Connecticut's got a great team. I'll go Lady Vols. I don't know. What do we got?
What?
Tennessee.
Well, I mean, I appreciate it, but no, it's Connecticut.
Damn it, I got to give you $100.
This is nice. Let's keep going.
Look at you with the guesses today. That's just
no guesses. It's just lesbian jeans.
It must be.
This jacket. It's my superpower.
Here you go. I owe you 95.
Oh, let's put that in the alcohol kitty.
I owe you 95. Here's the $5. Look at my back pocket. You have 100 back there.
You do. It's so
right,
rare for
you. All right, I owe you 94. All right, double or nothing, name the number one team in the NBA right now. Best record. Come on.
Number one team in the NBA right now with the best record.
Come on.
Lakers.
Going Lakers. Who is it? Who's got the best record in the NBA right now? Hey.
I think it's the Jazz.
Let me see. Hold on.
Come on, please. Don't be the Lakers.
Okay. I mean, the Jazz in the Western Conference.
Okay. Who's got the best, like,
in the Eastern, it's 76ers.
So it's not the Lakers.
It's definitely not the Lakers because the Jazz, that's all Western Conference.
Mm.
They're in third, though. Mm. Lakers are in third.
Thank God.
Jazz, Suns, Lakers.
All right, double or nothing. WNBA is number one team right now. Come on.
WNBA's team right now.
Come on. Do it. Don't think about it.
I have to think about what team I know, Frank. I mean, you gotta...
Come on. Pull out that lesbian G. You should be able to name all the teams. Sparks. I can name a team.
Yeah.
In the LA's team?
Yes, LA Sparks.
Whew, thank God.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with clusters. Vegas. Vegas. I don't know. Vegas.
Las Vegas.
It's Vegas.
What?
It's Las Vegas Aces.
Ain't no Vegas even had a team.
Well, you're not a lesbian.
Did you know Vegas had a team?
Well, clearly I did. I said it, didn't
I? Or are you just
I?
Guessing Vegas and hoping they had a team? Come on, be honest.
The all Sparks right, are number three, just like the Lakers.
Now I owe you $100 again.
Jeez, damn. Christ. All right, let's stop there. I'm the girl that walks away from the blackjack.
Not bad. Maybe you should go to Vegas right now. You got the guesser going on.
Where would we stay?
I don't know. Sahara?
So many places. Well, that's a possibility, I suppose.
All right, double or nothing, Nutty. Which baseball team's fans drink the most beer? Double or nothing on that, Hundy.
Oh, baseball team's fans that drink the most beer?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The booziest baseball fans. Come on, Heidi.
I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
Study found MLB's booziest baseball fans found the average... Chicago White Sox. You chose the wrong socks. I did too. I got a hole in one of mine.
I was thinking of the one I threw my red panties in with. It was White Sox, but then I threw my pants over red socks.
Whew, back down to zero. Thank God.
Right,
technically, that was booze news.
We're even.
All right, let's get some traffic, Augie.
That's your traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
If you celebrate your birthday today on March 5th, you Friday birthdays, you celebrate with the following famous people. How do you get on stage with Madison Beer turning 22? Goodbye. You put the over in love, put the X in next. No, I in trouble, just the you since we met. She was discovered by Justin Bieber.
Hmm.
I recently discovered her, too. When my son was looking at her on Instagram. I'm like, she in your class? He goes, no, Dad, that's Madison Beer. I'm like,
Beer
that's her last name? Beer? I go, you better marry her.
And take her name.
She's absolutely gorgeous. You seen her?
No.
Ridiculous. I was like, that's what I thought. Is she in your class? That her name is Madison Beer. I'm like, there's anything about this person's fantastic. She's talented. She can sing. You looking her up?
Yeah.
post a couple pictures up there, Johnny, for the VIPs. Check her out.
Up and down.
Also, let's see. Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars The Phantom Menace. Jake Lloyd's turning 32. Ava Mendez, 47. Kevin Connolly, friend of the show, turning 47
Entourage?
As well.
Entourage?
Entourage, yeah, Eric. Entourage. John Frusciante? Mm-hmm. Did I say his name?
I think so. You thought she was in your son's class.
Because Calabasas High School, most girls look like that.
She does? Oh,
he does.
At Calabasas High School, I got you.
Most girls look like that in his class. So I was like, she in your class? It's ridiculous.
And he doesn't want to go to school?
I know.
What? Go to school.
That's like every day for him.
Go to school.
I'm like, it's boring. If everybody walking around looks like her, you're like, okay, boring. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see. The Proclaimers, Craig and Charlie Reed turning 59. Yeah, I would. Penn Jillette, 66 years old. Eddie Grant's turning 73. We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. And I can't believe you don't have this queued up, Eric. Marie Head is 75.
What'd Marie Head do?
One night in Bangkok.
One night in Bangkok.
Yep. What? You got it?
Is it not? It's probably not in the old KLOS system.
It's not? They have One Night in Bangkok.
Come on, Keith. Add One Night in Bangkok.
And today, there you go. Today's National Day of Unplugging, so celebrate.
All right.
You got some news, Eric?
I do, very quickly.
Does Madison Beer count as booze news?
Well, you
I'll drink to that.
Did.
I will drink to that.
You did the story about the White Sox.
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
All right. I'm just going to do one story. That's all we have time for. Brought to you by Allstate. California lawmakers yesterday approved $6.6 billion plan aimed at pressuring school districts to return students to the classroom before the end of the school year. Oh, listen to this. The bill doesn't order school districts to resume in-person instruction. You don't have to do it. It doesn't say parents must send their kids back to the classroom if they don't want to. Instead, they're going to dangle $2 billion before school boards that don't have any money, offering them some of that money if they offer in-person instruction by the end of the month.
They want those kids there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
School districts have until May 15th to decide whether or not they're going to take that money and put those kids back in school. With Allstate, you can really save. New ways to save, more ways to save. Find out just how much you can save today. Allstate, you've never been in better hands. Visit allstate.com or call an agent to get a quote. And that's your news.
I just gave you today's birthdays, but tomorrow, Tyler the Creator turns 30 tomorrow, so let me be the first to say happy the birthday. All right, keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Didn't get through all the trending news. Like in science and tech, breakthrough in photonic chip making.
Not the kind you eat.
What's
that?
Bet you can't make just one. It brings optical quantum computers closer to demonstration scale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
What does it
that even means. I have no clue what it is said, but yeah. It's a breakthrough in science and technology.
Okay.
I'm just giving it to you.
All right.
If you know what that means, I guess that's good news for you. U.S. stock market slides again. Yep, after remarks from Fed Chair Jerome Powell drive fears of increased bond yields. And the 30-year mortgage rates top 3% for the first time since July. So, yeah, you probably should have got in on that.
Yep.
I did. Did you refi?
Yes, I did.
Nice. What's your rate?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
2-something maybe.
I don't handle such things. But it's my wife was thrilled.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, oh my God, we're not going to see this again for a long time. So we refied.
Yeah, I asked about that my bank, and didn't have to go the whole refi process. They did an amendment. Like certain, like you don't have to do all the, you got to turn this in, all says turn this in, refi. And they're like, oh, okay. And just dropped it without having to do all the paperwork. I'm like, that is awesome. Wow. Mm. Just can't hurt, call your bank.
Yeah. Right.
Also, mentioned earthquakes earlier. Massive 8.1 magnitude quake. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Strikes near the Kermadec Islands. Forces evacuation of New Zealand coast over tsunami fears.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Vaccination rate in the U.S. tops 2 million per day. More than 54 million people have received their first shot of something, or one shot of Johnson & Johnson. And to buck the trend, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey extends mask order until April 9th.
Mm.
Instead of doing the old Texas and Mississippi two-step.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a new report, top aides to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Oh, no. What do they say?
Altered state health reports to obscure the number of deaths inside long-term care facilities. Just go already.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's probably what we should have been talking about. Even, you know, number one, reason you sleep. And then number two and three and four is these ladies over here.
Right.
But I mean, it's like you were killing old people. You sent COVID to facilities where old people are the most susceptible.
Especially that one older lady who had a daughter who's like, I'll bring her home with me. She can rehab after her whatever it was, knee surgery at home.
Right.
And no, she'll be safer in this facility.
In the face of
what
we're all doing. With the lockdown and mask and everything, it's like, okay, because old people, like trying to prevent old people from dying.
Yeah.
You sent COVID patients directly
to her
to be treated in the same building, in the same breathable air next to old people.
When that mother could have been with her daughter and just maybe have a home health care nurse come in or, you know.
If they die, you can't sue.
If they die, they die.
They die, yeah. Ivan Drago was running the.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
Horrible.
Oh, let's see. Big bucks for Brady rookie card, if you happen to have one. Another day, another record for Tom Brady. This time off the field, his rookie card sold for a whopping $1.32 million. Woohoo! The card is a 2000 playoff contenders championship ticket, Tom Brady, where there are only 100 of those in the world. So it's $100 million. Tom Brady cards out there?
Guess so.
My God. Find one of those down at the old flea market.
Yeah, Johnny. Can you imagine?
Look for that one.
That would be so awesome. Oh. I mean, except for it's Tom Brady.
Well, you're getting rid of it anyway. You're getting rid of it really quickly.
The card is believed to be the highest sale for a football card. Beating Patrick Mahomes' record at 861,000 was sold in early February.
Mm. Wow. Is that still where you get them in a pack of gum?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. I remember that used to be a thing. My brother used to get those, but in a pack of gum.
And I think now.
Where do you get? I've never seen them in a store.
You can buy digital cards. Like you, it's like a crypto thing, blockchain cards where you can get them, and those have value now. There's nothing tactile that you hold. It's a digital card.
I can't.
Right, Eric? Would I make that up?
No, I've got the website pulled up. I'm ready to buy at the 9 o'clock drop today.
What is it?
It's NBA Top Shot.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I've got there's a 9 o'clock drop today and I'm ready to go.
And what's that mean, 9 o'clock drop?
They release a certain number of packs. They're basically card packs, Heidi.
Like without the gum.
Yeah.
Because you can't chew
that.
They're just
digital.
What is the point of that?
And they're all encoded. You can't duplicate them. And you can't really do anything with them. You can sell them. That's pretty much it.
So they're creating digital trading cards.
But they're doing it. It's called NFT. So it's the biggest thing in the internet world right now. Bigger than Bitcoin, bigger than all of it, Frank.
What's that stand for?
Non-fungible token.
A non-fungible token. And I recently heard that Kings of Leon released an album that you can only buy with non-fungible tokens.
Well, no, the album there's a standard album that came out today, and then they've got the NFT version. Again, these are tracks that may be alternate takes or something like that, but they can't be duplicated. You can't.
And you can buy them.
Yeah, you buy them. So art is now being sold as NFT. All my favorite clothing brands are releasing their designs as artwork that can't be duplicated. It's just something you show people and go, I own this.
And this is the next wave.
I believe so.
How do you get in?
Yeah, I mean,
is it something you invest in or no?
I mean, it depends on what your love is. I wouldn't get into it to make money. We've been talking about it the last 2 weeks because in our little room over there, because it's a growing trend happening very, very quickly. But everyone is talking about how much money you can make. And I think 97% of the people who do it for that reason are going to lose their asses. So do it for something you love. If you love the NBA, then buy a pack. Get into that. You're buying moments of the NBA. You can own a moment a rookie made his first three-pointer, and then in 6-7 years when he's the greatest player in the NBA, you still own that moment from his first three-point shot. Could be worth money, but it could be special to you.
Is it a still frame picture, or
nope.
It's the actual video?
It's a video clip.
A video clip.
Yep. You own that moment. That's your moment.
And the NBA sells you that.
Yeah, and the NBA, they'll tell you how many exist. So today is a common pack that gets dropped at 9 o'clock.
Of the same moment?
There'll be about 10,000 of each moment. But I was in a room last week trying to get one of these drops with over 200,000 people waiting to get one.
And how much is a pack?
About $14 that one was. And you got 5 moments with that? I still haven't gotten one.
And do they take Bitcoin?
You can just buy them with a credit card.
Oh.
The NBA has made it very easy to be part of the NFT trend. Now, certain websites that sell artwork and all sorts of other stuff make it a lot harder, but they're worth a lot of money.
We can't do that. You can rent every moment of the Heidi and Frank show by becoming a VIP.
Yeah, what's our rookie trading card going for, Eric? Look it up.
You can go back and watch from the beginning, like back in the garage days when Heidi had her first joke.
Oh, baby's first joke.
Yeah.
Back when I was, I don't know, 40 pounds lighter.
And funny.
And hilarious.
And you single and miserable. Moment. Oh, yeah. I remember when you were miserable. Hilarious. Yeah, I guess that's probably going to be in the news from now on, that kind of stuff. NFT stuff, right?
NFT, yeah. It's a big thing.
Non-fungible, what is it?
Tokens.
Got it.
What do you think about this? Still on sports a little bit here. The Mississippi House passed a bill, 8128, to ban transgender athletes from competing on girls' and women's sports teams.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it... Well, I mean, honestly, it does...
Honestly, I want to know what you think. Honestly, not what you think.
If that's why I get canceled, then I would get canceled. I think that sometimes there are certain things you got to give up for your happiness. And perhaps...
Say happiness?
My happiness.
You said happiness?
My happiness.
See, she doesn't know when she's funny anymore. She's hilarious.
You know, it's effortless.
Just keep up, people.
It's just... I think sometimes there are things you got to give up for something else. And
in this case, what is that?
I think if you were a male,
yeah,
who went through testosterone, who was born a male, and then decided after testosterone had already surged your body, and then but you are, you know, unhappy in that body, and then you do become a woman, and you go through that. I think there are still some. There's going to be.
Can
some,
I join the girls' tennis team? That's what I'm getting
I don't
at.
Think so. Okay. I think there are some physical things that are going to be unfair. Because,
but I'm not. I no longer have testosterone. Like you said, I'm a girl now.
Right.
I'm taking estrogen. I'm taking hormone treatments. I got my boobies. You know, they popped out on their own.
Yeah.
I don't have grow facial hair anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying
I want to be on the girls' volleyball team.
I'm not saying it's the easiest thing to figure out, but I watched this documentary. Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it, but...
Matty Von Gulagong?
No, guy, born a man, very macho, and now, Johnny, look her up. I can't remember her name. It's a Netflix documentary.
Is that porn star lady or guy?
No, not Buck Angel.
Buck Angel? Oh, okay, never mind.
But she is a bodybuilder, but she was a bodybuilding man. and was just handsome and, I mean, buff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But always felt miserable. Became a woman, and she's a female bodybuilder.
Right.
But she's untouchable. I mean, it's like she's amazing. I don't
but
know
I think
that another
all female bodybuilders are probably taking testosterone supplements. You see them jaws on them, ladies. You don't get a jaw like that. Unless you're taking something beyond what you're supposed to be taking. I think in the bodybuilding world, like the Mr. Universes, that's not, I think steroids, correct
are
my
accepted?
Wrong bodybuilder world, that you can compete on them.
Oh, see, I thought that, I thought.
I think there's divisions of bodybuilding where it's like drug free. And so it's like, I'm Mr. Natural.
Okay, because that would be impossible to compete
is.
Against. It's yeah. like if you're.
Those guys are just. It's, I think.
Right. So testosterone and estrogen, impossible.
No.
Or, yeah.
And that's how they compete, because everybody's on the same level, because we're all taking steroids. And so, and we're all working out 24 hours a day. Who's got the biggest quads?
Okay, so I think even take the transgender out of it, I think in order for it to be fair, you would have to have a non-steroid competition and a steroid. Because there's no way a non-steroid person.
So you think you just have transgender teams?
Oh, yeah. There she is. Born a man.
Transformer.
Transformer is what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great documentary. It really is a great documentary.
818-955-2955. Wasn't there a
tennis player.
Yeah. Wasn't that Yvonne Goolagong?
No. That was...
Sorry, Yvonne.
No.
I thought you were...
Oh, damn.
But it was a...
Born a male.
And then went on to play women's tennis. But he was a professional men's tennis player. Had the whole sex change.
Victor Victoria. No, that was...
Renee Richards.
That's it. Renee Richards. Yeah, see? That guy is trans. Became a woman. Still a bodybuilder. But, I mean... Once you have that in your body, all that surge of testosterone, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, obviously.
Could another woman compete against her? I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, they say in Mississippi that you can't. They're going to ban transgender athletes from competing on girls and women's sports teams. Anybody else want to chime in on it? Eric?
I will say... that if you identify as a female, you've gone through all the psychological counseling, you've taken all the hormones, you have committed your life to becoming a different gender, that you, if you love athletics, you were born with a certain advantage. I mean, I loved basketball. I lived for basketball in mm-hmm. school. I wanted to play basketball so bad. Every year I tried out for my basketball team. I never, ever made it.
Right,
is it fair that Shaquille O'Neal was born as tall as he is, as big and broad as he is, and I love the game just as much as baby Shaq did, but he was born with an advantage and I wasn't?
Like talent?
Yeah, but it's not... life isn't fair. So somebody... Yeah.
That's why I said it's a trade-off. You get to live your happiness. You get to be in the body you want to be in. But sometimes stuff's a trade-off. We don't all get to have everything we want.
But that's my point, is if this person was born a male with all the testosterone, like you said, but then they have committed their life to changing their gender, then they were born with an athletic advantage like Shaquille O'Neal. She would be the Shaquille O'Neal of the women's basketball team.
I see what you're saying.
It's not fair. To the little girl who never reached higher than 5'2 and loves basketball.
In Pop Warner, like certain age groups, if you are a Shaquille O'Neal baby and you're a bigger kid, there is a weight limit. So if you're doing like the 9, 10, 11-year-old football team, and you know, before you get to the 12 or the teenage, there's 140-pound cutoff.
Okay.
You might be... 11 years old and 175, just because you're just going to be a big kid and you might play in the NFL someday, but they won't let you play with them little kids because you're going to kill kids.
Well, then maybe they're...
You will destroy children. So there's limitations. Like, okay, you can't play here.
Maybe some we kids should set standards then.
Some kids that are cutting weight to play football because they're right at the 140 mark, like 145. They'll cut 5 pounds to play. And then they'll go weigh in and then they'll pack it back on and go out there and work the line.
I mean, if someone identifies as a gender, they should be able to participate in life as that gender. If they go through all the steps of becoming that gender.
And you mean after they've already been one gender for a long time?
If they just mentally identify and you've seen no evidence that they have plans to commit their life to changing their gender, then I don't know.
I saw a cartoon, like an old newspaper cartoon. that's common. I can't remember the name of it, but there's just like the one frame cartoons in the newspaper versus the original meme.
Oh, right, right, right.
Like Far Side?
Something like that, where it's just all encompassed in one frame.
Right.
And it had the little kid looking up, but his dad is sitting in his, like, his work chair. It's like, and it's like, hey, Dad, can I have a beer? It's like, no, you're five. Dad, can I have a cigarette? No, you're five. Dad, can I borrow the car? No, you're five. Dad, can I take a hormone injection so I can become a woman? You know best.
Oh, wow.
Hmm. 818-955-2955.
There's a woman, trans woman. Her name is Gabrielle Ludwig, Johnny. Mm-hmm. And she's playing college basketball.
For Connecticut? That's how you knew it?
No, so, but show, Johnny, show her with the rest of the team.
Now that she was a man.
She towers over these girls because she let testosterone went through her body, and she's very, very tall. And these are college players. And I'm like, well, is that a major disadvantage for those other girls? Because she kills. She's a dunkarama. And you're just like, there's no beating her.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
It's one of those arguments you just can't have. All right, let's go to William. Hello, William.
Hey, yeah, I was just listening to your guys' conversations, and I mean, it's gotten pretty popular to the point now that maybe transgenders could have their own classification and competitions.
Yeah, I mean,
That is true. I think maybe at some point, I mean, just let's have its own league, kind of like we had the Special Olympics. You know what I mean? They can compete because they can't compete on a extreme athletic level, but they still want to compete with each other, whatever that might be.
So there's even a physical going fairness. One step further than that, having it like you were talking about with different weight classes, having a transgender class in, say, running competitions.
Thank you, William. We'll take your advice under advisement. I think
that's correct.
Advice.
Yep.
In other news, Alabama Senate passes a bill that would ban hormone therapy surgery for transgender minors. That's what I was, basically that cartoon.
Yeah.
Now you're fine. Can I get hormone therapy? Yeah, sure. You know best. So Alabama says, no, we're going to ban hormone therapy and surgery for transgender minors.
Oh, what an awful thing to have to deal with.
If passed, medical professionals could face up to a decade in prison for delivering such treatments. Mm. Well, I think in that case, you'd probably just move out of Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not moving to Alabama for other reasons.
I mean, if that was your life, and that meant that much to you, and it's like, you know, okay, I guess this is not where we're going to go. Right. Kind of like when, you know, medical marijuana was okay in Illinois, but it wasn't in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where I went.
Right. Or that there was a documentary, I think it was on Vice News.
Yes, I can't smoke weed here. Yeah. I was looking at the sign and said, welcome to Illinois. That's how close I lived to Illinois. Right. Of course I went over there and got weed.
It was like that family that picked up and left everything behind because they were living in a state that they couldn't get medical marijuana for their little girl who had like 136 seizures a day. And then she goes and gets a little dab, you know, of oil, cannabis oil, and puts it in a honey. Takes her seizures away, and they're like, we would be arrested for child abuse. My child would be taken away from me. So we left that dumb state and moved to a state where we could get the medicine for our daughter. So, yeah, you just get the hell out of Alabama.
Yeah, just move. That's an easier solution than having this kind of argument. We'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court.
No. Yeah. No, just move.
Just get a U-Haul.
By the way, you're in Alabama. Just get
out of there. Not that you're wrong. But just move.
Yeah.
What,
some
Eric,
people
saying,
want to stay and
you're
fight.
Saying that you can't tell people just to move because you don't like what they think and believe?
No, I'm just shaking my head watching you walk through a minefield.
It is a minefield. I'm dancing through this thing. Like Princess Di.
It's such a tough conversation.
No, it is.
Wasn't that her big thing, minefields?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at that. Applied knowledge, that's what that's called, folks.
And Heather Mills, too. Paul McCartney's ex-wife.
That's not even funny, Heidi.
I think that's how she lost her leg.
On a mine.
Wasn't it?
No.
Well, how'd she lose it? See?
I don't know. I never really thought about it.
I think that's how.
No, she didn't step on a landmine. Where in the hell would she be that she stepped on a landmine?
I think she was supporting Princess Diana's charity.
And got her leg blown off. No.
I don't know.
You're not on the board of some charity and out there walking around minefields or with your...
Princess Diana did. She had a bulletproof vest on, but she was out in the minefield. That was the whole point. Like,
that was for a photo shoot after they already cleared the area.
I don't know, Frank. How'd Heather Mills Princess lose Diana's her out leg?
There tap dancing on the
was it cancer? Was it a car crash?
Somebody look it up so I can move forward.
Please.
It's Deborah on line one. She has a kid who's transgender, so she would be an expert on this. Not anybody here. So hello, Deborah.
Hello.
What do you think about this?
Well, I think the statement, and I didn't hear the whole story because I just got into my car, but I feel the statement saying that male to female transgender shouldn't participate in female sports is sexist.
That was the original story out of Mississippi.
Right.
Your phone cut out. You still there?
Hello.
You know what? She's going to sound like she had a little upset in her voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now her phone's not working. Hello, Deborah? She's going to think I hung up on her.
Right, so just
she
call back,
be more
Deborah.
Pissed.
Call back, Deborah.
Everybody knows I didn't.
No, like, listen to the line. It's still there.
I was giving Deborah all the time. She's probably still talking, and she doesn't think I'm even listening. Damn it, I guess I got to hang up on her.
Call back, Deborah.
So when Deborah calls HR, you know, I was trying to let her speak.
At the end of this, or when she was trying to get to her point, she said, I think that that's sexist. That was her.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Yeah. Because I'm a woman now.
Right.
And you're not going to let me play because I'm a big woman? You used to be an average guy? Hello, Deborah?
Hello?
Okay, something happened to your phone. You probably were talking the whole time, but we couldn't hear a word you were saying. So last thing we heard was... That story out of Mississippi where they said they're banning transgender from playing in opposite
Born a
sex.
Male.
Yeah, basically men becoming women, going into women's sports.
Right, but they're not saying anything about female going into male sports. So to a degree, it's more of a sexist statement because take the word transgender out. If you identify as a female, you are a female. If you identify as a male, you are a male. Take the word transgender out. Transgender is more, using the term is just more for us to feel that we have the need to identify somebody one way or another. I mean, my child is transgender. He is male, 100% male. He lives his life as male.
Mm-hmm.
And just on Heidi's statement about height on the player, your height isn't necessarily determined by testosterone. If that was the case, no offense, Eric, but you would be taller.
No, but he has to have testosterone, see?
Yeah, he doesn't really have
it. Thanks, Deborah, for the setup.
And
no offense. Thanks.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying,
son,
Deborah.
My son is only 5'1", so believe me. And my other son is 5'10". So there's,
I understand what you're saying, and I think, are there any transgender MMA fighters? I mean, used to be a guy, and now he wants to go fight women. Because now he's a woman, but now he'd be fighting women. Would we all be cool with that? Because I think in that case, it's weight classes again. Am I going to be 135 pounds?
That's true.
I'm 135 pound, used to be guy, but now I'm a woman. She's 135 pound woman, and we're going to fight it out.
Pound for pound, that's
the
whole
point. And that would be understandable. See, if you have the physical guidelines that everybody in that sport has to follow.
Right.
Regardless of gender, that is the expectation for that sport, the weight class.
But basketball doesn't have that.
Right.
Basketball doesn't have that. Tennis doesn't have that.
But it has a level of talent.
Right.
And just because you're tall doesn't mean you're talented to play basketball.
I know, that always pissed me off because there was a kid in my 7th grade team named Warren, and he was the tallest kid in the class, and he sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't make the team, but Warren did. I'm like, Warren can't even dribble.
Yeah, just because you're tall doesn't mean you're good at basketball.
Yeah, but he's the tallest kid in the class.
Right.
Have you ever seen Jordan play basketball? He's tall. He's horrible.
Thank you for calling, Deborah. Thanks for calling, being an expert.
Thanks for being a good mom, Deborah.
We got to get some traffic.
Thank you.
A lot of people are calling in now. 818-955-2955. Maybe we'll continue these calls after some traffic. What's going on, Aki?
Hang on. Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On
on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. Talking about some serious stuff. Mississippi's banning transgender athletes from playing in the gender that they've become. So if a man becomes a woman, he can't play on the women's softball team in Mississippi. Saying, no, no, no. Sorry, unfair advantage or whatever they're claiming. Mm-hmm. And then Alabama said they're not going to give underage or minors transgender therapies or surgeries. Mm. And if a doctor does do that stuff before they're 18, then they can get 10 years in prison. Both those stories in the news today.
It's a lot.
Dave says there is a transgender MMA fighter. Hey, Dave.
Hey. Yeah, my son-in-law was telling me last night that there is a transgender MMA fighter, and she literally crushed a woman's skull in the ring. And then when they said, well, you know, asked her, what about it? She goes, it happens. She's just born, with a different muscle structure and all this stuff. So if you identify as a woman, that doesn't change the fact that you were born physically different. And now you come into a sport and you just dominate right out of the gate, you know?
And in that sport, like I said, in that sport, there is weight class. So, I mean, obviously the woman and the two women weighed the same. So as far as muscle structure or having more muscle than the other one, they didn't. So in that case, I mean, I'd go out and play tennis against Serena Williams. She'd go smoke me. She'd smoke me in my best day. Mm-hmm. I could play tennis for the next 25 years, and she'd still smoke me every time she goes out there. She'd play left-handed and smoke me.
But maybe she wouldn't smoke a professional men's tennis player, because you're not a professional tennis player.
I think maybe she would.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. She's probably done that before.
Billie Jean King and what's his name? Bobby Fischer played chess against each other, and she won. I saw that on television. Thank you, Dave.
What the heck was that guy's name?
It was Billie Jean King, and she played some guy who said sexist remark, and she went out and played his tennis against him. And
it was a great movie, too.
Was he a pro?
Yeah.
He was a pro as well?
Yeah.
And she smoked him? I think it was a pretty good match. I don't think she smoked him, but she won.
She did win.
Oh, Billie Jean.
And Bob.
Hello, Sean.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, I mean, this minefield is super difficult, but I thought it was actually even more interesting a couple of years ago when the South African sprinter Caster Semenya, the sports court in Switzerland ruled that because she was a natural born woman, but she had so much male hormones in her system that they ruled that in order for her to compete against other women, she needed to take hormone supplements to make her less male.
Yeah, I remember that. That was messed up. They thought this female runner was a male and like lying about so that, you know, she's running and just kicking ass against these other female runners, and she had to prove that she was a biological female. She's born biologically female.
So she never had any kind of sex changing like that.
She was born a woman.
But she just naturally had an active release of testosterone in her
and
body.
Everyone
has testosterone. It's not like something that's exclusive to men and
not
women.
At all.
It's like different levels. Obviously, when men go through puberty, our testosterone goes through the roof, and then it declines over time. Women don't have nearly as much, but there's some women who do.
Yeah,
have really high levels of it, which would probably make you.
I do.
Horny, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the horny hormone.
Right.
So if you're a horny lady, you probably got high levels of testosterone in your system.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, she like if you look at
I think more women should have testosterone.
Let's do it.
Hey,
yeah.
Testosterone for all women.
Patches, shots, creams, whatever it takes.
That's why we naturally like women with big eyes. Because big eyes actually indicate a level of ladies' testosterone.
Really? Where'd you read that?
I don't know. I know weird things about psychology and anatomy and sexuality. But yeah, big eyes.
Now you're right. You're grossing me out a little bit.
So when we see those anime eyes, the people who are attracted to that, they really naturally, they process that as horny.
Wow.
That they're a horny lady.
Thank you for knowing, Sean.
I'm pretty horny then.
Yeah, you got some big old eyes. Sammy's
got some peepers.
Big old eyes.
Yep. See, there you go. two horny chicks.
And she's, and I think she approaches sex a lot like, I mean, her attitude's like a guy. Yeah. She's one of the guys, and we talk about it. Like the whole intimacy part of that. She's like, no, let's get down to
business.
She's
more guy-like.
Business. Right? You think, yeah. Have you had your testosterone checked?
No.
To see? We probably should do that. Get her a blood test. I bet it's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Right. Eric was saying, you see a woman, she has big eyes. It might mean she has high testosterone. I was like, well, you got some big old balls, and so does Heidi.
Yep. We got some peepers. Jeepers, creepers.
Look at all them whites.
I don't think they're white. They should be red. I drank way too much wine last night.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the occasion?
Nothing, which is cool.
How much is too much wine for you? Because, I mean, a bottle for you
I drank another glass after the bottle. We were doing red wine tastings last night, my wife and I. And we just had some, I haven't had red wine in a while. And she was like, well, let's open a couple of these good bottles that we have and let's just try them. And we were tasting. And then I started to get, I was like, oh, I think.
Wasted?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to drink water and I'm done now. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a school night. That's more of a Friday night thing. Shouldn't have done that.
You hungover right now?
No, I feel okay. I feel okay. Yeah. Yeah. I feel okay.
What kind of red?
Cabernet.
Chirac?
No.
I don't know.
Cabernet. Yeah. Big, bold. That's the kind of red I like. Big and bold. If I'm going to drink, I want to be like, yeah.
So you opened several bottles because you wanted to do a tasting. So you had to taste several bottles, compare them.
About four.
And then you end up killing all of them.
Four bottles.
Four bottles gone this morning. Woke up. Empty bottles.
There might have been a swallow or two.
I didn't think your wife even drank red wine.
She did last night. She was like, I'm craving red wine.
She wasted too?
Yeah, we were drunk.
Did you guys get on?
No.
Down to business?
No. She doesn't like to do it when she's drunk.
She doesn't like to do you when you're drunk.
I'm a delight. I'm fun. I would have. I just know that.
Do you like to do it when you're drunk?
Yeah. I like to do it anytime. Have you seen the size of my peepers?
But she doesn't like to do it when she's drunk. And no. You do like to do it when you're drunk. That sucks.
It's fine. We make it work. Yeah. She just doesn't. She just, it's not her thing.
Would you mind if she was dead sober and you were drunk?
Oh, we've done that.
You played Bill Cosby?
Yes, sir. A little Spanish fly. Yeah. But that's not, it wasn't a sex night.
Wasn't a sex night?
No, and then she ended up getting a headache because of the histamines and the red wine. She goes, this is why I don't drink. I get a headache.
Yeah.
But a good time.
Did you guys
turn
on music and dance with each other?
We did have music on last night.
Were you dancing with each other?
We had Kygo Radio on Pandora.
The hell's that?
Kygo is that producer that I like, and he has a station, and I love it.
Wow.
It's amazing.
We got a station called 95.5 KLOS. Maybe check that out at night when you're all wasted.
Maybe next time, Frank.
Maybe give Greg Beharrell a little listen. That'd be nice. Support the whole rest of the team.
Is Greg up right now listening to me? Greg?
Yes, I don't think Greg sleeps.
Greg? Call right now.
Or when he does, he stands like a horse. He doesn't even lay down. It's time for Wing. Wing always calls in on Friday. Tell us about the California Love Drop. Hey, Wing.
Hey, Wing.
Good morning, guys. Well, I do have to chime in. My wife, Kelly, does like to have a couple of cocktails before we get in the mood.
Oh, nice. Go, Kelly. Yeah, Kelly.
Anyway.
Yes, the California Love Drop. Up. Wing calls every single Friday. Now, if you're not familiar with what the California Love Drop is, Wing got a lot of partners together to basically give essential frontline workers exactly what they need. A little love, a little care, and a little joy. So how you doing this week, Wing?
It's been good. There's nothing like, I'm delivering lunches with the UHSM team at Anthus Roofing Blood Drive. I have my brother Ed, come over and donate some blood. He's got that O negative, which everybody likes.
Oh, yeah.
We even had Crystal, she had a meeting with us set up from Homemade, and I said, hey, you're going to have to donate a little blood before you can have a little airtime with Charles and I. So she did. Kind of twist people's arm. Then last week after our call, we went to Clearwater Senior Living in Torrance. It's pretty close to where the UCLA hospital that Tiger Woods was at.
Mm.
So we took care of their staff there. They're doing the vaccines and all that. We're also this morning, it's going to be really fun. We're getting ready to deliver 500 lunches to Whittier Elementary School in Costa Mesa, where my kid brother Mingo went to school there, and former USC quarterback Mark Sanchez did as well.
Well, looky there.
Yeah.
If you want to be a part of this, you can go to GoFundMe.com and search for California Love Drop. Any donation of $25 or more is going to receive a Heidi and Frank Wahoo's mask as a thank you. And at California Love Drop on social media, so you can actually see pictures of all these wonderful things that Wing and all the partners, Wahoo's, Yogurt Land, Monster Energy, Hint Water, Hawaiian Chips, Antis Roofing. And you, the individual, I want to give a little shout out here to Brooke Learum from San Clemente.
Yep. Also Amanda Porter from Anaheim.
James Shin from Brea.
Danica Mertz from Sherman Oaks.
And Tiffany Brown from Hearst, Texas. Nice. Also be a part of the California Love Drop.
Worldwide, baby.
Yeah, look at that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's pretty nice.
And don't forget, guys, are you guys going to be tomorrow at the Rock and Release deal at Dodger Stadium? We're going to be out there. It's already live. Linda Perry said we can talk about it. So
right.
We're good.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be up there. I know there's going to be a combination of live and virtual performance by the Foo Fighters, Silver Sun Pickups, Sammy Hagar, Jewel, Gavin Rossdale, and our favorite 80s local band, Flashback Heart Attack.
Then I'm definitely coming out there, Wing.
Excellent. Wow, all right. What a day.
See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow, man. Thank you. At California Love Drop. Follow it on social media. Become a partner. GoFundMe.com. California Love Drop. All right, we're going to get a quick look at traffic. What's going on, Aki?
Catch your traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
What's your credit score? Yeah. If you don't want to admit what your credit score is, you need to fix it. And here's the way to do that. ScoreMaster. The new science in credit scores is inviting you, regardless of your credit score, to experience how quickly and easily that you can add the plus points that you need for that score to get better rates on maybe like car loans, home loans. How many points am I talking? Well, the average ScoreMaster user adds 61 points to their score in 20 days or less, and many do this in just a few days. So imagine what 61 points added to your credit score can do. If you have a 640 and all of a sudden you're in the 700 range, I mean, that's going to be a huge difference. In a car loan alone, you can save $9,000 just by going from 640 to 700. So if you want to fix your credit score, put it in your own hands and fix it. ScoreMaster.com/Frank. ScoreMaster.com/Frank. Again, fix it. That's ScoreMaster.com/Frank. Saturday birthdays. We marked Sixers. Get on stage, Heidi, with Tyler, the Creator, turning 30. And while y'all rolling doobies, I be in my bedroom scoring movies. Still excited like a... Wonder if he's going to have a piece of birthday of the cake. get on stage, Sammy, with Bubba Sparks, turning 44. This is complicated. At least the y'all it is. Just let me sell 50 million, then I'll call it quits. But until then... Mentioned him earlier in the show. Shaquille O'Neal's birthday is tomorrow, turning 49 years old. Kiki D's turning 74. So don't go breaking my heart. I won't go breaking your heart. Rob Reiner is also turning 74, director of This Is Spinal Tap, Princess Bride, but he'll always be meathead to me.
Yeah.
And Martin Cove, friend of the show. Karate Kid villain, Cobra Kai instructor. John Kreese turned 75. Happy birthday, Martin.
Damn, he looks good. 75, I'd have never guessed that. Yep. Whoa.
And David Gilmour, Pink Floyd legend, turning 75 as well. That's Saturday birthdays for you. What you got in the news, Eric?
All right, 7:51 in the morning. Here's your news brought to you by Stater Brothers, where you always get more for less. All right, let's cleanse the palate again and do some upbeat news. Some of the happy stuff. Heidi. Oh, this story.
What?
A fishing boat caught fire and sank off the coast of Thailand. All 8 crew members made it off safely. But a 23-year-old Thai sailor realized that they had left 4 kittens on board. Actual kittens. So he dove in, climbed onto the ship as it was going under, saved all of them, and they rowed away on his back as he swam.
Oh, my God. That man.
Look at that photo.
What a beautiful man.
Ugh.
I mean, he wasn't a bad-looking guy anyway, but this is not going to hurt him in the old getting laid department.
Definitely not.
And here's
I mean, guy's
he's
going to
be covered in that. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And here's a good reason to pay it forward. Do something nice for somebody because you never know how it's going to work out because good begets good, you guys. Here's a great pay it forward story. Someone in Waco, Texas recently gave a homeless woman $100, okay? Then the homeless woman saw a random 9-year-old girl and the little girl told her it was her birthday. So she gave the little girl $20 of that $100 for her birthday. So the girl took the $20, got another $130 in donations from friends and family, and threw a pizza party for all the homeless in the neighborhood and fed about 40 people pizza.
With $130 bucks?
Plus 20.
Yeah. With a coupon.
Well, they get a yeah, I mean, amazing. It's
one
amazing.
Person started off giving a homeless woman $100, and then a bunch of homeless people ate, and another woman made $80.
Kindness.
A little girl
died. I wonder how we heard about this.
Kindness.
I manipulated it all.
Mm. No.
Made the news.
And some quick COVID stuff. California is now encouraging people to double mask to better protect. Wear a mask under your mask. Also, we've got a 7th city-operated vaccination site coming to USC's main campus Tuesday. And it's going to soon be easier for California to proceed with reopening. It's a long, drawn-out story. But basically, what we were saying yesterday, Frank, about caseloads.
Right
now, we have to have 7 or fewer daily infections per 100,000 to move into the next tier. But that people said that doesn't take into account how many people are getting vaccinated. You're not thinking about that. So they said, you know what? You're right. So they're going to change the number to 10 based on...
It's still a super low number just for cases. I mean, the percentage of people who actually be fatal
out of 100,000
is low.
Well, they said we were going to hit 7 next week. So I would say that we're already close to 10 per 100,000. So that means the red tier is on its way. And then they're going to change it again based on how many vaccinations go out. Because they said, oh, yeah, we realized those millions of doses we're giving out weren't being calculated.
Well, I'm glad the person who's deciding what color tier we're going to be
it's
in is
just
like,
now realizing.
Oh, yeah. You're fired.
Hmm.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Duh. Shut up.
Vaccines.
You know who never forgets
Both
anything?
My mask is must be too tight.
Cleo and Leo, they never forget a
no.
good deal over at Stater Brothers. Have your groceries delivered from Stater Brothers in as little as an hour. Order online at staterbrothers.com with Instacart. Quality and convenience delivered. And that's your news.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani want Adam Levine to sing at their wedding. So despite their differences, they both have terrible taste in music. And Reggae Jean Page from Bridgerton, Chris Evans, and Ryan Gosling are starring in a new Netflix action thriller together. It's about CIA agents who hopefully can't keep their shirts on. Am I right, ladies?
Oh, I hope it's really hot where they're shooting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, it's 20 in 21. 20 news stories in 21 minutes. So keep it here. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
It's time for 20 in 21. 20 news stories in 21 minutes, 63 seconds on the clock for every story. When the bell rings, the person presenting their story must stop. The next person must start. Heidi always starts.
Getting an ice cream treat with cookie dough is like an activity in and of itself. You have to dig and dig and dig to find those delicious little pieces, and the ice cream really becomes secondary, to be honest with you. But Sonic is a solution, and it comes in the form of a scoop of Oreo cookie dough on the top of its ice cream treats. Now, the chain announced 2 new treats this week that have been seen to be believed. You got to see it to believe it. Now, here's the first one, the Oreo Big Scoop Cookie Dough Sundae and Blast. The first is made with an ice cream base that's swirled with hot fudge and layered with edible cookie dough bites and Oreo cookie pieces. As if that wasn't enough cookie dough, Sonic also tops it off with a big scoop of edible cookie dough.
Oh my God.
That is also filled with Oreo pieces.
I saw the picture of it.
And chocolate chips.
Like how do you know where a Sonic is, though? It sucks. Oh, there's not one
Altadena,
close. I guess it's worth it.
I mean, look at that. Like all good things, these will eventually come to an end, but the good news is they're going to be available for a long, limited time. Basically, you can pick up both at your local participating Sonic through May 2nd if you can find a Sonic.
HBO Max is the most expensive streaming service at $14.99 a month, and that's also one of the newer ones. So that another $14.99 on top of all the other subscriptions you have. And apparently they're having trouble moving that needle at that price. So the CEO of HBO's parent company says they're launching a cheaper ad-supported version because not everyone is sitting on piles of money right now. He says, quote, "It turns out that most people on this planet are not wealthy. If we can wake up and do things elegantly through advertising to reduce the price of the service, I think that's a fantastic thing for fans." The cheaper tier is on track to be unveiled later this year, but there aren't any details on how it'll work yet. Pretty sure they'll just add ads in.
Yeah, it's called radio, ass.
Good Lord.
Interestingly, this is the first time a streaming service would make itself cheaper. Others like Hulu and CBS All Access have started out with lower costs and then added
We've
more
always
expensive
free.
Ad-free tiers. Mm. What?
Radio. Something free. Mm-hmm.
Story 3, 20 and 21. Since you're talking about streaming stuff online, Billboard has made a big announcement. Facebook music video streams will now be factored into the Billboard 100, the Billboard 200, the Billboard Global 200, the Artist 100, and all other charts. I don't know why they didn't just say all their charts. All other charts where streaming data is incorporated already. So Facebook, if you watch something on there, it's going to count as you listening to it, which it always should have.
Right.
They state that the only data from the officially licensed music videos will be factored in. So if you're watching something where music is underneath a video, it's not going to count toward the Billboard charts. But if it's their official music video through the official band or label's page, it's going to count.
So I guess you better post it.
Yeah.
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 Had to put more your stuff on every platform, so it'll be counted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It was done in the past in 2013. They started using YouTube, but it's taken this long to count Facebook.
A Kansas woman bought her first lottery ticket just 4 days after her 18th birthday and won $25,000 jackpot on that scratch.
Beginner's luck.
Sloan Stanley was 18. She was at the Country Harvest Apple Market. Oh, doesn't that sound great?
It just sounds so wholesome.
Then head down to the Country Harvest Apple Market. Mm. Yeah, and 4 days after her birthday, decided to buy their first lottery ticket, a $5 cash cow scratch-off game. Bought the cash cow ticket because I like cows, and I thought it was cute. Turned out to be a $25,000 winner.
Not overthinking it.
Nope, not at all. Likes mm-hmm. cows.
That's it.
She ended up winning. Family's all super excited, happy for her, she says. I still can't believe it, she says. I'm excited to start college, she says.
You should.
And I hope this will help me graduate without debt. It won't. Sorry,
25
Sloan.
Grand? No, this is a wake-up call. That's yeah. It's not
going
to go very
Sloan.
Far.
That's not. That's maybe a semester?
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm.
Sofia Vergara just won a huge victory in her years-long battle with her ex over their frozen embryos. So a judge permanently blocked Nick Loeb from using them with a surrogate. Nick Loeb had been fighting for permission to bring the embryos to term. He even went as far as trying to take custody of them through a trust and then giving the fertilized eggs names in a lawsuit. But the judge said that it's not going to happen, at least not without Sophia's consent. The judge granted a permanent injunction saying that the contract that they both signed with a fertility clinic back in 2013 remains valid. So Nick can't try to use the embryos for his own purposes and give them rights, which he tried to do in a Louisiana court. He essentially was arguing that the embryos should be recognized as people with rights. But he recently got shut down there as well, so now he's lost again in L.A.
So is he trying to, like, maybe have one of her babies without her and then be able to charge her for child support? Since she's, like, one of the highest paid people on TV?
Oh, I didn't think about the child support thing. I think he just wants to have her genes in his babies.
Yeah, alarming new data shows that nearly a third of Americans, a third, would support splitting up the country into regions. Now, there's been talk of secession from states like Texas and other Republican-leaning areas. May sound like a radical idea, but the survey finds that many Democratic voters actually support breaking up the U.S. as well.
Oh, come on.
Until recently, we would have regarded it as too marginal to include in a survey, but state legislators in Mississippi, Texas, and state GOP leaders in Texas and Wyoming have openly advocated secession in recent months, prompting...
Give a map? Where would the lines be?
Well, is it a line or is it just those states? Is it Texas, Mississippi? Would be those two would be the their own thing. they just wouldn't be part of the United States of America.
Oh, I thought you said, I assumed it was like two down the middle somewhere, like the Mississippi River.
Oh, see, everything I just looked at it left. As it was a state. You might be right. I just looked at it as it's the state of Mississippi would be some its own thing.
Oh, it'd be us, Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, and Washington.
Oh. Motor vehicle deaths jumped 8% in 2020, even though fewer people were on the roads because of the pandemic. An official with the National Safety Council told ABC News, "We believe that the open roads really gave drivers an open invitation. Marked open season on reckless driving." Data from the NSC showed, despite a 13% drop in miles driven last year, 42,000 people died in car crashes compared to 39,000 deaths in 2019. The governor's Highway Safety Administration also reported a severe spike in speeding across the country last year. Who's speeding around here?
No, less.
Why are you getting pulled
road.
Over for speeding? Jordan?
Really? Jordan got pulled over for speeding?
Whoa, yesterday. Hey, Johnny. I haven't told my wife about that yet.
Oh!
Oh.
Yesterday?
Morning, Boo.
Thanks, Johnny.
Oh, story number 8, 20 and 21. Seriously, Johnny. Man, you narc.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Don't lie to your wife, Jordan.
All right, from death to suicide, at least I would want to kill myself if this were me. A 19-year-old student named Rachel Kennedy said she went crazy with excitement when all her numbers matched the $216 million Euro Millions jackpot. This happened in Europe. The Brighton University undergrad student says she plays the same numbers every week and was ecstatic when she won the jackpot. But then she called up to confirm her win and was told, you forgot to buy a ticket that one week.
Oh.
She was too busy with all her schoolwork. It had slipped her mind to enter that one week. And she shared a picture of the previous week's drawing, and it was the exact same numbers. And she plays with them every single week. The Euro Millions jackpot did roll over 5 times, finally was claimed by somebody in Switzerland. But you would want to kill yourself.
Yeah, God. Yeah.
Two drunk pals were left stranded on an inflatable mattress 2 miles out to sea, but they only panicked when they ran out of beer. Yeah, Jackson Perry and Noah Palmer had to be rescued after strong winds dragged them 2 miles off the coast of Perth, Australia. But despite facing, you know, drifting out to sea, the pair saw the funny side, and they simply checked the wind forecast next time. Like, no big deal. But they didn't freak out till they ran out. They just kept floating.
They look
beer.
Happy there.
Well, yeah, because they had a cooler beer. Then when they're out of beer, it's like, well, how are we getting back? There's no fun anymore.
Yeah.
So we had this mattress out front of Noah's house. It was a bit deflated, so we decided to pump it up, go down, and have a drift on the water. We just thought we'd go out and drift around on the water for a moment in the mattress. Then we realized the wind had taken us out. Let's take one more
shot. Who took the picture?
The people who rescued them.
Oh, well, they still look happy upon rescue.
Yeah, because you're getting rescued.
I'm Star Wars News, please. Thanks.
Okay, great.
The Rogue One prequel series, Star Wars Endor, will have Ewan McGregor in it. He's going to reprise his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi ahead of his own Star Wars series. So the new report indicates that McGregor will have a recurring role on Endor. So both Endor and Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi are filming this year. And Endor is currently in production, slated to finish shooting this summer. Obi-Wan Kenobi is expected to begin production this month. So Endor will likely release on Disney Plus before Obi-Wan Kenobi, possibly setting up McGregor's own series for the streaming service. So he'll appear in Endor, and then his own show will come out after that. And that series will also see Hayden Christensen reprise his role as Darth Vader. So this is both him and McGregor appearing in Star Wars franchise for the first time since Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Oh. All right. Well, I have royal news. Buckingham Palace said Wednesday would investigate allegations that Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, bullied several staff members after a British media report cited unnamed royal aides saying a complaint had been made against her back in 2018. The Times in the UK published an article citing sources who said that the complainant claimed the Duchess drove out two personal assistants from her Kensington Palace household and undermined the confidence of a third staff member. CNN started to investigate, has been unable to corroborate the claims. Now, the sources say they approached the Times because they felt the version of the Duchess that had publicly emerged was only partially true and that they were concerned about how matters of bullying had been dealt with. The report said sources believe the public should have insight into their side of the story. This is, of course, coming out, as Frank mentioned earlier, right ahead of the very much anticipated interview with Oprah Winfrey that's going to air on Sunday, CBS at 5 o'clock. It's the first sit-down appearance since leaving London for North America last year. The royal household has had a dignity at work policy in place.
Men's grooming may be more popular than ever, but asking the average guy to just wash his face the right way is still a bridge too far. According to a new survey, only 24% of men wash their face with soap that's specifically made for faces. 56% use hand soap or body wash. 17% only use water. And 1% don't wash their face at all. That's a big contrast with women, who are three times more likely than men to wash their face with soap that's actually designed for face washing. The survey also found 60% of men never use moisturizer on their skin versus 17% of women. I use a bar of Dial soap when I
wash
my
face.
Yeah, is that not?
It's very drying.
It is very drying.
But you probably have an oily, greasy face.
I do have an oily, greasy. I've had that when I was younger. I had a lot of acne when I was a kid.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I used to get the oil
slicks. Use anything.
You don't use anything. You're one of the 1%, huh?
Water.
Just water.
I don't wash my face either. Number 13, 20, and 21. This is a segment I call, What Happened to Them?
Man, okay, what happened to them?
A website put together a list of celebrities who've basically given up on Hollywood to pursue real jobs, like Sarah Michelle Gellar. What happened to her?
What does she do?
Over the past 6 years, she's been focused on her company Foodstirs, which is a startup selling baking kits. Huh. What about Rick Moranis? What happened to him?
His
wife died, and he gave up on acting.
They started acting.
That's right.
But what did he do?
Stay-at-home dad.
Stay-at-home dad. Jack Gleason, a.k.a. Joffrey from Game of Thrones. What happened to that kid?
Uber.
He went to school studying philosophy and theology. Nikki Blonsky from Hairspray. What happened to her?
She is a personal trainer.
No, she is, ironically or coincidentally, a hairdresser. She was in Hairspray. And Al Green, what happened to him? He's a minister.
Al Green?
I'm sure delivery drivers all over the country are just over it at this point, but this seems like some weird misdirected anger right here. Someone in North Kingstown, Rhode Island, ordered a delivery from Whole Foods last week through Amazon Prime. And he got a notification from his Ring doorbell camera that the delivery driver was dropping off his stuff. So he clicked over to the video and saw the delivery driver pee all over his groceries. The guy says he called Amazon and they wound up offering to send a cleaning crew to his house and gave the guy a $100 credit. An Amazon spokesperson said the individual is no longer delivering Amazon packages. But he claims that he was only doing his job. And right there on the very last line of the grocery list, one leak.
Oh, that's where he got confused.
Yep. He didn't know what a leak was.
Yeah.
Apparently.
About a year ago, Brad Paisley opened The Store, which is his free grocery store in Nashville. And they had a number of meals that they were set up to give away. And then came COVID. So that plan got blown out of the water. He talked about it yesterday on The View. He said, quote, "We opened last year and you can imagine immediately we were hit with this crazy demand." He said, "We expected to do about 300,000 meals last year and we ended up doing 1 million in January. We weren't even a year old yet. I don't know how we did it, but you rise in a time like this."
Well, Brad Paisley.
But, I mean, yep. Seriously.
How do you not love him?
I don't know.
How do you not love his wife, too?
Yes. Kimberly. All right, a recall of dog food has been issued by the FDA. Listen up if you have dogs, because this has been a recall due to a possible salmonella and listeria outbreak. It's found at Bravo Packing, Incorporated in Carneys Point, New Jersey. The recall affects Bravo Packing's ground beef.
Yeah.
No, we're kidding.
Wait. Great.
At least that'd be funny, like, to not give you the product. So go ahead. You got okay. time. You got time.
And Bravo Packing's ground beef, nicely done. And Performance Dog raw pet food. A routine inspection found both salmonella and listeria within the food. If consumed by pets, get ready for these wonderful things. Lethargy, diarrhea, bloody stools, fever, and vomiting. Other symptoms.
I must have eaten some.
I know. Other symptoms of salmonella include decreased appetite, fever, or abdominal pain, and pets can be infected and not show any signs. Humans can also be infected just by handling the food. So be aware.
One of the many changes made for Space Jam, A New Legacy, was to adjust the look of Bugs Bunny's lady friend, Lola Bunny.
Oh, that's my.
That's okay, Space so that, Jam.
In the original, yeah. She's pretty sexualized, wearing short shorts and a tight white crop top that wouldn't look out of place in an 80s teen sex comedy like Porky's. In this one, she's dressed more like an actual basketball player. You can see her down there on the bottom right.
Lame.
Well.
Yeah. Director Malcolm D. Lee says, quote, "This is 2021. It's important to reflect the authenticity of strong, capable female characters."
And you can't do that in Halter Top?
I'm just wondering which
Frank.
Tune is going to be the transgender tune.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, story 18. Quickly.
Go, Eric, save us.
All right, we talked about it earlier, but it's big news. Kings of Leon is making history with their new album, When You See Yourself. They're the first band ever to release an album on the blockchain. If you don't know what that is, I don't have time to explain it to you. But the band is releasing special...
NFT, I hear.
Yes, special versions of the album called NFT, non-fungible token. It's basically like a digital version of a limited collector's release. You can't duplicate it. Three NFT versions are going to be released. You were asking exactly what they were, Frank. A special album package, a live show package, and a special version with audio-visual art. There's 18 golden tickets that guarantee front row VIP seats as well. For life at their concerts. So, if you're a big fan of Kings of Leon, I'm looking right now, there's a countdown clock at yellowheart.io. This drop happens. NFTs are all done in drops, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kings of Leon will drop their album, their NFT album, in 39 minutes. So that's right at 9 o'clock. They're going to drop that at yellowheart.io.
You might win a golden ticket. A proposed bill in Kentucky would make it a crime to insult or taunt a police officer to the point where it provokes a violent response. Yeah, the bill sponsored this guy, yeah, Senator Danny Carroll. He's a retired police officer and says the proposed legislation is a response to riots across the country last summer. He said, "You see people getting up in officers' faces, yelling in their ears, doing everything they can to provoke a violent response." He continues, "I'm not saying the officers do that, but there has to be a provision within the statute to allow officers to react to that." So they're basically giving them, "You want to yell in my ear, I can." If you made me hit you with my billy club.
No, but as a cop, you should be more.
You made me because you called me a pig.
Oh, my God.
And you can't see me now because you made me mad.
A group of orangutans and bonobos living in the San Diego Zoo have become America's first non-humans to get vaccinated.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why we're wasting vaccines on four orangutans that received the new vaccine.
I bet one of them's named Karen.
Yeah, it is named Karen. One of them was named Karen.
See what calling and bitching and asking for the management will do for you?
Well, it says that it's an experimental vaccine that they got on Thursday.
Well, we're all getting that.
But yeah. The thing is that it says the vaccine differs from the human vaccine in that both doses are administered in one sitting.
And it's banana flavored.
But is this still the same vaccine? They're just putting it both in at one time and seeing what happens?
Oh, maybe they're testing to see.
I mean, I guess you really think about it, probably monkeys got the vaccine before anybody.
Right.
Then the whole processing. See if this monkey lives. All right.
We've solved nothing.
We've solved nothing.
And those poor monkeys.
But Yeah, we're giving monkeys vaccines to make monkeys stronger. Do people not watch movies, or am I the only one who watches movies? Okay. Let's get some traffic, Aki.
The Heidi and Frank Show. Yay! On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. 818-955-2955 is the number. I do have some prizes to give away because it is OC Restaurant Week happening March 7th through the 13th. So I have some $50 gift cards to some different restaurants in like El Cafe Real and San Juan Capistrano. Also, the Chapter 1 in Santa Ana. And what else do I got? Market Fresh Grill Cafe in Placentia. So if you're in those areas and you'd like to win a prize... I have all these stories. Do they take place in Florida or anywhere else?
All right.
So I'm waiting on the calls to come in. 818-955-2955. Let me give you some booze and food news. This seems like a promotional stunt that got its heart in the right place, but unfortunately, it got its rectum in the wrong one.
Mm.
Dewclaw Brewing in Maryland has teamed up with the Colon Cancer Foundation and Squatty Potty for a new promotion. Send them your poop, and they'll send you a limited edition six-pack. Now, I don't think they mean just throw some feces in an envelope and slap a stamp on it and send it their way. This is all about colon cancer awareness.
Getting screened.
So you can enter a contest through Sunday at giveacrapchallenge.com, and you're one of the 100 people that pick. You'll get a home colorectal cancer screening test and send a small sample of your poop inside of that. And then they'll send you back a six-pack of a special sour ale. And you'll also get the results of the cancer screening test results from your poop.
I mean, if
we just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. We just booze learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
You like it?
Let's take one more.
Yes, you must enunciate.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if, you know, you can incentivize people to go get tested, why not? Just do that. It's like, okay, we do that every day.
Pook's Blue Ribbon. Can you name, can you name a beer that'd be, can you turn a poop into a beer? Schlitz.
Oh.
I got the Schlitz. Yeah. All right.
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Yes.
Okay.
Labutz.
Yeah, Bud Light.
Sam is not amused. All right.
Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
Eric, you're not even playing.
Bud Ass. Instead of Bud Ice.
Oh, Bud Ass. That's how you... Bud Ass. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ruined it.
Never had Bud Ice?
No, we have. All right.
Heineken.
There we go.
It was built right in. It was built right there. In. My God. So pissed at us.
Nasty Light.
Nasty Light. Mm-hmm.
All right, it is time to play Florida Anywhere Else. Okay. We got the people on the phone. The contestants want to play. Heidi is your guide. Don't know how her guesser's doing. Actually, her guesser was on fire earlier this morning.
Yeah.
How will she do it, Florida or anywhere else? Hello, Hayden. Hayden.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Frank.
That's step one.
I can hear you, Hayden. All right, here we go. Did this story take place in Florida or anywhere else? A naked guy walks into his neighbor's yard and starts jumping on their trampoline.
Anywhere else?
I think that's got to be Florida.
It is Florida.
Nicely done, Hayden.
Yes. All right, I'm going to give you one of them gift cards, $50 gift cards to a restaurant for OC Restaurant Week, okay?
Perfect. I live in Orange.
He lives in Orange, so whatever he lives closest to, Sammy. I'm one of them. Thank you. Stay on hold, Hayden. All right. Yeah, 21-year-old guy in Florida facing charges after he got into his neighbor's yard, started jumping up and down the trampoline naked. That would be fun, though, wouldn't it? Just
or painful. Wouldn't it be painful?
Smack. Smack.
Just them. The their sack hitting your body.
Like getting beat with a billy club.
Yeah, you wish.
I know, right? I barely get a windmill out of that. All right, yeah, Fort Myers, Florida. Now, he knocked on their door naked. The woman inside asked if he needed help. He said no and left. Then 30 minutes later, she looked out the window and saw him again, still naked, jumping up and down their kids' trampoline. What would you do? Would you call the cops?
Oh, man.
It's not clear if he was on drugs, but she finally called the cops.
Yeah, I guess I would.
She finally did. What'd this guy look like? Reggae Jean.
I was just going to say, is that the guy from Bridgerton?
She finally called the cops when she realized he was also fondling himself.
Or he was just keeping it from smacking up and down. Maybe he's like, just holding it.
It looked like he's fondling himself. Yeah. He's just trying to hold her down.
Yeah.
He eventually got off the trampoline.
Hey.
Ran up to the door and told her to let him in. And when she didn't, he smashed out a window. She grabbed her kids and locked herself in the car until cops showed up. He's facing charges for burglary and criminal.
How old is that guy?
Criminal mischief. He's 21.
Oh, boy.
He's had a rough life.
It's not been easy.
All right. Let's see. We got to get another winner here. Hopefully we got...
Jesus.
Hello, Peter.
Hi. What's up, guys?
Here we go. Florida or anywhere else, a reporter investigating car break-ins is robbed at gunpoint on camera. Try to find that, Johnny.
Anywhere else.
I agree with that.
Anywhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that TV reporter was in San Francisco doing a report on Wednesday about neighborhoods, seen a lot of car break-ins, and when he was robbed at gunpoint, three guys stole his camera, drove off. There's no word on whether the cops have any suspects. I guess they stole the camera, and we don't have the footage. Damn it. So yeah, you won. I'm going to give you one of those gift cards to a restaurant for OC Restaurant Week, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Love you.
Thank you. Love you. Home. Up next... Who's been on hold longest? It looks like Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Here you go, Florida or anywhere else. A guy is busted driving with a 0.404 blood alcohol level.
Whoa.
Doing 100 miles per hour, and his airbags were already deployed.
That has to be Florida.
Ooh. Oh, it was Nevada. Sorry, man. Yeah.
Jesus.
They tried to pull him over, and he wouldn't stop. The chase didn't end until he pulled into a fast food joint and crashed into a cement wall. Turns out, yeah, 0.404 blood alcohol, which is 5 times the legal limit. Also getting up towards the possible fatal range.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
He was...
a pro.
We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. We just learned about booze news. Let's take one more shot.
I'm about there.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
Is it gonna fit?
Is it gonna fit?
Will it fit?
Oh, yeah.
That glass took it all. Took it all.
Another bottle down.
Another bottle down.
That's my kill on the show. All right, here we go.
Somebody knows, Frank.
We got Kurt. Somebody's keeping track.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a tally?
Oh, I'm sure. No doubt.
All right. Hey, Kurt.
Good morning.
Here we go. A woman attacks her roommate for playing the same song over and over on a loop.
Anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
That was Florida.
Damn it.
Sorry, Kurt. Right.
What's the song?
Let's see. 53-year-old Marianne Lannon.
Oh, I gotta see her.
Has lived with her cousin in Clearwater, Florida for the last 5 years, and earlier this week she lost it when the cousin wouldn't stop blasting the same song over and over again on a loop. It happened around 12:15 in the morning on Tuesday, so it's like 12:15 a.m.
Yeah,
so
middle of
up,
night.
Up in the night party, and she put the song on loop, and the song she freaked out over was... And she freaked out. Shut up. Is that irony?
Yes, irony.
On the loop. You know, since KLOS 2 has been launched now, and pretty much the Heidi and Frank show on a loop, we can do anything we want. How about we just put this song on loop for 24 hours on KLOS 2? Today. Maybe not the day after launch. People check it out. It's like, all I heard was La Freak. Crank it.
Just one try, and you two will be sold. It's called.
that Marianne shoved her 64-year-old cousin into a makeshift tiki bar that they'd set up. Call it a party with these girls. Yeah.
We got pictures of these
two. And it collapsed, and then her cousin fell through the bar, landed face first on a speaker, ended up with a black eye. Cops arrested Marianne for domestic battery. She's not allowed to have any contact with her cousin for now. Get up, it's a dance party. Get up, Sammy, it's a dance party. She ain't feeling it yet. Get up, Jordan, it's a dance party. Sammy, get up. Somebody's gonna freak out in a second if we don't stop talking to her.
Beat your ass.
She's like, stop it. Your dancing's making it stiff. All right. That was fun. I'm gonna sit back down now and get back
to
work.
That's fun, but then when the roommate starts it over from the top, you're just like, okay. It's midnight. Some of us work in the morning.
God damn it, Carol. What was her name?
Please.
Marianne,
knock it off.
Her cousin's name.
Oh.
He said a 64-year-old cousin don't have her name.
It's called Please, Carol. Can you just turn it down? Oh, my God. I'm going to beat Carol's ass. I'm smashing her ass into the goddamn tiki bar.
I'm gonna shove that speaker in your eye.
I have to work tomorrow. Oh my God.
Carol, I ain't around no more.
Seriously,
I'm really gonna kick your ass.
Open the door. Open the door. I swear to God, open the door. I will burn this sister down.
All right, maybe if I just put this pillow over my head, I can't
okay,
hear
here
it.
Go.
So
just
let me muffle a little bit.
Muffle is just don't. Or just try to zone out. Like, maybe if we don't say anything, she'll stop. I'll just pretend like I like it, and then she'll stop. I'm never going to sleep. I've got to work.
Oh, good. Thank God. It's over. It's done.
I can finally get some sleep.
Fuck you, Carol! Sing to this!
Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
And scene. Now it's like you were there.
Yeah.
It's like you were there in Florida the whole time.
And that was, in fact, Florida.
That was, in fact, Florida. All right, who's up next? It looks like it is Ken. Hello, Ken.
Aw, freak out.
God damn, Ken, I want you to know what we're going to do. Get over here, clap through here, Ken, kick your ass.
I'll push you.
Aw, freak out. I'm going to be freaking out the whole rest of the day thanks to you, knucklehead.
I know, this is,
Ken,
that one gets stuck
that's
in
a
there.
Good one. All right, Ken, here you go.
Holy
Florida.
Crap.
Florida, anywhere else. Here's your headline, buddy. It's a woman is facing felony charges for stealing and painting a neighbor's goat for social media photos.
Oh, no. Anywhere else.
Freak out.
I'm going to say Florida.
You're going to say Florida? You know, but I'm gonna give you a prize anyway,
freak
just because I love the whole freak out part, man.
Freak out.
Yeah. Stay on hold. Sammy's going to give you that last gift card we have for the Ursi restaurant.
Oh, cool. Thanks,
there
guys.
You go.
Love you guys.
You're going to win.
Love you too.
Stay on hold. All right, those are Alabama. That was in Alabama, by the way.
Florida North.
Yeah, on the one hand, the woman's facing some serious criminal charges, but on the other hand, I bet she got at least 15 likes on an Instagram.
Yeah. Well, that's
totally worth it.
Life's all about.
Yeah, a 34-year-old woman named Erica Farmer in Gulf Shores, Alabama, recently stole her neighbor's goat, painted it, and then took a bunch of photos for social media. Do you have pictures of the goat photos? What's going on? And get a picture of her, too. She's 34. I want to see what this woman looks like.
Oh, I love the 34s.
The goat owner figured out what happened and called the cops. They found the goat at Erica's house. And now she's looking at felony charges for livestock theft. Still on the books.
34?
Ooh.
She looks like a heroin-addicted Nelson twin.
She does.
Like, if one of the Nelson twins had, like, meth or heroin.
Yeah,
and
she
like,
is nuts. Oh, absolutely crazy person
crazy.
Right there.
Crazy.
And she painted, like, this little baby goat blue. And it's not even a good paint job.
My God. No, it's not. Okay. But look at her. I mean, she's not 34.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right.
Jeez. We're looking good, kids.
Who's that? Yeah, it was in Alabama. You know the only goat in Florida is Tom Brady, right?
That is true, Frank. You're right. Why did we not see it?
Here we go. It's Andy. Hello, Andy. Andy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're
great.
Good.
Great. Here we go, Florida or anywhere else?
Yeah.
What? Who are you talking to?
Oh, no, sorry, I'm ready.
Tell your mom you're on the phone.
Yeah, who are you talking to? Andy!
No, I'm talking to myself. So you guys
you're talking to yourself?
He was probably charging himself up for the game.
He's
like,
already
right,
on the phone.
All right,
it's too
Andy,
late to
on,
talk to yourself.
On,
you're on the phone with
he's
us.
He's like, come on, Andy, we got this.
Hey, I got a prep, man. I got a prep.
All right.
Damn it, Andy. Let me crawl through this phone.
All right. Freak out!
All right, here we go. Let me see. Nah, I'm not going to. How about this one? A woman in a motorized wheelchair robs a bank.
Oh, that's Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Florida, too.
Oh, good job, Andy. That pep talk you gave yourself really mattered. It really did. So you got a one-year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com.
All right, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Andy. Stay on hold. Man. I guess when you're in a motorized wheelchair, you probably think you can get away with anything.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I can't even imagine what circumstances led to this woman committing this crime, but she had to know it wasn't really going to work on the getaway.
Well, I think it'd be a real slow getaway, so.
All right, pull up her picture. How old do you think she is? Her name's Kenyetta Gordon. Kenyetta.
I think
K-E-N-Y-E-I-T-T-A. Kenyetta Gordon.
I think she looks
of,
like
of Jacksonville, Florida.
About 49.
She's 39.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Florida ages people.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have time for one more, Eric?
My God.
All right. Let's get one more in here because people have been on hold for a long time. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
From Corona.
Oh, that booze news? Calling from Corona. What do you look like, Rebecca, if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
I've been told Eva Mendez.
Oh, shut up. I don't know why I had that radar to ask.
Wow.
It's Eva Mendez's birthday this weekend. Crazy.
Wow. That's good.
My God, Rebecca. Okay, I hope you win. Here's Florida or anywhere else.
He's going to make you come pick up the tickets, though, in his office. Just be aware of that.
In my office? They're in my pants.
That's what I call your office, just to throw people off. Frank's going to need to see you in his office.
You're going to have to head on down to my office.
I want you to take a seat in my office.
Oh, Andrew Cuomo's got nothing on me, right, Rebecca?
No, no, not at all.
No.
Here we go.
You're not the governor, though.
You got kids?
Yeah, sorry. She was on her tablet. I had to turn it down.
No, that's that's fine, because this story has kids involved in it, okay?
Perfect.
So maybe you'll know.
Okay.
A woman and her kids drink urine for 4 days thinking it would cure COVID. Florida or anywhere else?
Let's go with Florida.
No, I'm sorry, Rebecca. That was in England as a British woman. Oh, sorry, Yeah, she believed that Bill and Melinda Gates will introduce vaccinations and that they would be dangerous for her family. Because this conspiracy that Bill Gates has put a little microchip inside you so it can track you.
God.
She says she trusted traditional cures instead. So she's going to drink urine because she doesn't trust Bill Gates that much.
Well, she's a parent.
She got kids.
That's terrifying.
Her kids, 4 days, drank urine.
And you parents listening can't get your kids to eat a vegetable. This woman must be pretty persuasive. Now, come on, sip it up. Come on, sip it up.
All right, it's time for your Sunday birthdays. You get represented to her on Friday, but you've got a Sunday birthday on March 7th. You celebrate with the following famous people. Who's a fan of The Office? Sammy's really not participating today.
Sammy.
It's Pam. Oh. Pam on The Office. Jenna Fisher is turning 47 years old. I've always had a crush on this woman, long before her mummy movies. Rachel Weisz is turning 51.
Mm-hmm. She's with Daniel Craig, I believe.
She is.
James Bond, yeah.
Well, she deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
Wanda Sykes is 57. Taylor Dane, your connection to Taylor Dane. Get on stage, Heidi.
Oh, yeah.
She's turning 59. Nice. Was that your song or Love Will Lead You Back?
No, the song with my best friend back in the day was I'll Be Your Shelter.
I'll Be Your Shelter.
Because we were going to move to New York City together and she was going to
But she moved and you didn't.
She didn't. She did.
So you bailed.
I did. I bailed.
Biggest regret you ever made?
Well, no, then I wouldn't have ended up here with you.
Okay, then that's my biggest regret.
That I bailed on Tracy. Yes. We were going to go to New York City together.
I was wondering what my biggest regret was, but now I know.
Yep. I bailed on her. But...
Also, Bryan Cranston is turning 65 years old. If you haven't watched Breaking Bad, even if you have, go back and watch it again. Plus, Your Honor is out on Showtime. Once again, fantastic performance. From Bryan Cranston, who's celebrating on Sunday at 65. Lynn Swann, 69 years old. So you know what he's doing on Sunday. NFL Hall of Famer. Also, celebrate birthday Franco Harris. They were on the same team and they're all winning Super Bowls together.
Oh, wow.
Franco Harris turned 71. But you got something to say, Steelers fan?
Well, I wanted to congratulate Ben Roethlisberger for signing another one-year contract with the Steelers.
Ooh, oh, you said contract. He'd be back
that
and you were right.
That sounds confident. A one-year deal.
Well, he's 39. How old is he?
I mean, at least we have a quarterback, Frank.
Hey.
Yeah, you got me there. All right, okay, moving on. Let's see. Peter Wolf from lead singer Jay Giles Band. 75.
Band party.
And Willard Scott is 87. Hopefully he'll be able to hit 100 so he can be his own Smucker's 100.
Right.
At some point. All right, Eric, you got some time for news?
Sure, just a couple of minutes here. At 8:50 in the morning, your news brought to you by Indeed.com. Let's speed through a few of these. Friday is packed with new offerings in the world of entertainment. First, the highly anticipated season finale of WandaVision is hitting Disney Plus today. It's going to answer a bunch of questions. They do promise, and it may actually correspond with the upcoming Doctor Strange sequel. We know that the two universes tie in together. But
WandaVision is fantastic.
We don't know if WandaVision is actually going to tell us how it ties in quite yet to Doctor Strange, but maybe at the end.
I got a little theory that I'm going to tell you guys later.
Don't ruin it.
Okay. And on the movie side, Coming to America has hit Amazon Prime. And if you have kids, Raya and the Last Dragon is out, the big blockbuster movie from Disney on Disney Plus.
Also, real quick. Yep. Before moving on, SpongeBob SquarePants movie is now out. Do you know that?
Yep.
Have you seen it?
I haven't. No, it came out yesterday, I think.
I have some top things you probably didn't know about SpongeBob SquarePants. You want to hear it? top things you probably didn't know about SpongeBob SquarePants. Before becoming a restaurant owner, Mr. Krab lived in Johnny's mom's underwear.
Wow.
Yeah, got it from your dad.
Oh. Damn.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
I don't know.
She got it from my dad.
You're right, Johnny.
What the hell?
My dad gave your mom crabs.
What the
act?
Totally effed yourself. That was a horrible comeback. I mean, you basically made mine even better. Thank you.
Working on it.
And that's pretty much it. Go ahead. That's really the only thing you didn't know about.
All right. Well, if you're looking to hire, think of Indeed as your GPS. With great tools like Instant Match and over 135 skills tests, Indeed helps you navigate the hiring process from start to finish. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Maybe during New Music Friday, I'll give you the Rock Report. A couple of big news stories happening in the world of rock. With Dirty Honey, they'll be in here.
So after Stay or Go, there's another news report, another Rock Report?
I'll just do a little Rock Report somewhere during New Music Friday.
Cool.
So we don't do news normally in the 9 o'clock hour on Friday after
that?
No, we don't.
That was the last news?
That was the last one.
Okay, just two more quick news stories.
Sure.
A Georgia man was arrested for dressing as a Home Depot employee and then stealing merchandise from the store. Yeah, coworkers became suspicious when they saw the man made himself available to answer customers' questions.
They knew he didn't work there.
Like, no.
Mm-mm. So true.
That's right.
I can't stand it.
I know.
This is not my
job. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is refusing to resign. He says stepping down would be even worse than seeing a woman with a great ass and not whistling. And that's the rest of the news. All right. We come back. It's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Dirty Honey's here. Mark, John are here for Dirty Honey. They're going to help us be guest judges.
Yes.
And also going to release their new song during New Music Friday, California Dreamin'. So stick around. We're Heidi and Frank.
You're listening to Heidi and Frank from the Morongo Casino Studios on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles.
It's Friday. It's 9:04. It's time for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Brought to you by Chili's. Now, this is the segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on what they call Plan B?
Should I stay or should I go?
Oh, well, you're in for a treat today for Should I Stay or Should I Go? Because our special guests are here. We got Mark LaBelle, lead singer of Dirty Honey with us. Hey,
what's
Mark.
What's up, what's up,
what's up?
Uh-huh. Good to see you, man.
Ready to go.
Uh-oh. Is John here?
He's got to make a late entrance.
Oh, look at him. There he is. There's John.
We just finished watching your video, which gave me freaking goosebumps. It was so good.
Thank you.
What's up? Take that mask off in here. If anyone's going to be COVID, John will. Give it to
him. We'll take your COVID. It's fine.
John's like Keith Richards if he's surviving the song.
I'll be okay.
He's going to be fine. Yeah, Mark and John here from Dirty Honey. I thought it was going to be Justin and Corey, but these guys will do.
Yeah.
Deal. These are the talkers of the group. Those guys are the quiet guys.
Justin, not so much.
Justin,
Corey,
not so much.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Great to have you in again. And I guess you got a new song that's coming out. We're going to debut it on New Music Friday.
Hell yeah.
Like Heidi said, we just saw the video.
You guys.
Effing fantastic.
Killer.
There's $6 right there on the table. That's yours just for shooting that video.
All that is yours.
That's our tip for carrying that damn door around all over California.
I was going to say.
Yeah. I mean, California Dream is the name of the song. And then basically, yeah, you had this door frame, old cool door frame.
Our buddy made that for us out of Tate Towers in Lancaster, PA. And then he shipped it the day before the shoot, and it's literally like 400 pounds.
Is it?
Wait, hang on a second. He waited until the day before the shoot? Like, you're like, are we going to, we got plans to shoot
He
tomorrow.
Just goes, you're a typical rock star, like, not planning anything in advance. You're a mess. I was like, that's about true.
But the video turned out fantastic.
Thank you. We're pretty proud of that one, so.
Yeah.
It is so good.
And you're going to hear California Dreamin' later coming up here on New Music Friday. Now, I mean, all you guys do is write hits. It's amazing. I mean,
you think?
That's it.
I heard it. That's the first time I've heard it.
Really?
And he's already singing. He was already singing it. I mean, I told him not to.
Yeah, I was singing
it. Nobody can sing like Mark LaBelle. I mean, it's like,
try to hit
that
Patty's
note.
Son. Who has Patty's son's vocals?
The resemblances.
Any relation to the Patty LaBelles?
No, I wish.
Oh, right.
As far as total pipes...
As far as the labels go, you two are this at the top.
The top of the labels.
The top of the bell.
I never made that equation. That's funny.
Oh my God.
But totally, yeah.
You guys now need to decide if this up and coming band has what it takes.
Oh, the Diapers.
Oh, we're on the.
Oh yeah, the band's called the Diapers.
We're on the skillet.
We already
right
got
away
a name
here.
Issue. Yeah, but you gotta get to work. We went through that at one point too.
Yeah,
but dude, I'm gonna give them a little credence for being a punk band. That brings up the Diapers' credibility a little. You know what I mean? If you're a punk band, it's got to be a little like... Ugh.
Something going
like,
on.
Like, I want to be like, I don't know if I...
Their shtick is that they all wear diapers on their heads, and their lead singer is a baby.
John, have you ever described Mark as a baby? You're being a baby.
Yeah, for sure.
So there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So you lead singers.
The lead singers can be babies.
I mean, you know, probably.
I don't know.
We have... Matt.
No,
on
he's
the phone.
Not very baby like.
Matt is the dad of the Diapers. Hey, Matt.
What? Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Say hello to Dirty Honey.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys.
Yo.
Matthew Teardrop.
We've also got Pony is on the phone with us, the mom in the band.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Pony. Uh-huh.
Hey, Pony.
That sounds like the baby.
Hey.
Is baby and, around?
And we. Yeah, the baby's right here. She's maybe you can kind of hear her breathing, but she's got a cookie in her mouth.
Well, I mean, listen, okay. She wasn't necessarily prepared for the morning radio interview. It happens. It's fine.
Oh my God.
There she is.
What is happening?
There she is.
Is the baby Chucky?
There's actually a baby as a lead singer. This is interesting.
I can't wait to hear this. Matt, you sent us a couple songs. Now it's up to you to choose what song you want to debut for our audience and for Dirty Honey and ourselves. So, what song you want to start out with?
I think we're going to start with the ABCs and 1-2-3s, which to help some kids learn the alphabet or adults, whoever.
Okay.
So this is actually a band for kids. This is what's happening.
Yes.
Oh, it's a punk band for children.
Yes.
ABCs and 1-2-3s is the name of the song. 818-955-2955 is the number to call to decide if the Diapers should stay or go. Here they are, the Diapers.
They call themselves the Diapers. 818-955-2955 is the number. 818-955-2955. Call in. Should they stay or should they go? We have Mark and John from Dirty Honey with us, our special guest judges. So, Mark, what did you think of the Diapers? There you go.
I will say catchy hook, but there's going to be a lot of kids out there that can only go ABC 1 2 3. I don't really spell or count very well.
Yeah, they really made us wait for the rest of the alphabet. That was my only criticism, right? Yeah. That just came to the bridge, which was, I think, like seven choruses in. But definitely a great understanding of hook writing. I mean, that's in my head for the rest of the day.
And to throw the alphabet in backwards, I was impressed. So you've all been pulled over. That's amazing.
Maybe that's how they should learn it now.
Dude, that's preparing them. Because if they're into punk music, they're going to get pulled over.
ZYXVUT. Yeah, I know it.
They're going to know.
He's been pulled over a few times.
Heidi, what'd you think of the Diapers?
I mean, at first I was like, what? And the lead singer's on the phone now, as you hear.
The baby's on the phone.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
You didn't hate it?
I didn't hate it.
Did you love it?
I'm not purchasing it. Like, I just purchased Dirty Honey's California Dreamin' just now.
Oh, thanks. I know.
Thank you very much.
But, yeah.
Well, we should be reminded that it's strictly educational.
Yeah
and you're not the demographic for this.
No, I'm not.
You're not a baby.
Thank you, John.
Eric, what did you think of the Diapers?
Well, this might be the first time I've ever done this, but usually I vote stay or go. This time I vote, I don't know.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to hear a second one. Maybe we have to hear him.
Is the intended use for children?
Sure. Or anybody?
See, they don't even know.
I mean, if it's... if it's for kids, I mean, thumbs up, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, but what else is out there in the kids' market?
Yeah, I was thinking putting on KLOS 2 a rock program for kids so they can learn about classic rock and make a children's show for kids on the
radio. Sounds like you got your first host.
And I think that we have the Diapers to be like the intro music.
Dude, this would be perfect.
Could this be the first time a song with no words but does have lyrics continues on and there go?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just letters and numbers.
Well, it doesn't matter what we think in here, Matt and Pony and Baby Oakley. It only matters what we
don't forget about Donnie Pepper on drums.
Oh, and Mateo.
Donnie Peps.
And Mateo on the bass. All right, we're going to go to the phones as they came in and find out what they thought about you. Stay or go. And first one through was Stevie. Hello, Stevie.
Hey, the Diapers?
Yeah, the Diapers. Uh-huh. Name of the band.
Freak
what do you think?
Freak out.
He's still singing stay. Freak out.
It's a big old stay from Stevie. Thank you, Stevie.
Wow, you never know.
Christy's next on line two. What's up, Christy? What do you think? Stay or go in the Diapers?
Hey. Well, you know, as a Rugrats fan with my son when he was a baby, and now has a first-time grandmother looking forward to rocking out with my new grandson, I say stay.
Wow.
I want to rock out with my new grandson with this group and learn the alphabet with him.
Awesome. As Tuesday zero goes, Crab's next. What's up, Crab?
Hey, good morning, guys.
We got a call from Johnny's mom's underwear. What's up, Crab?
He bit you twice on that one today.
What do my four grandsons have in common with Diapers?
They're both full of crap.
Small? Oh. No, they got small balls, but I give them a stay.
That was disturbing.
I liked your punchline. I thought that was good.
Thank you, John.
That was good.
Thank you.
But the unexpected small balls punchline, good in a different way.
But in a way that totally. Maybe Child Protective Services should be known.
I got the small balls.
I look at them quite a bit.
Oh, crap. That's awesome. Thank you, brother. Yeah. All right. That's three stays. What? Zero goes. Looking good for the Diapers. Next up is Coma Ted, who always checks in. Hey, Coma.
Hey, guys, listen, I got to say, stay, don't go, stay, don't go, stay, don't go, stay, 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 stay.
Is he auditioning?
He was in a coma for a long
time. That was actually Patti LaBelle.
Thank you, Coma. That's four stays.
The audition line is a different number.
Yeah,
zero goes. That's my personal home phone. let's see. Kevmo's next. Hey, Kevmo.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
I love it. I mean, I think it was hooky. I think it's an interesting thing. I like when they mash it up. or sorry.
That's all right.
Well, that's all right. I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's and true. Mark and John, I'm the biggest fan. I mean, I've been pushing you on social media just nonstop. You're the next big band. I mean.
Oh, thanks,
thank
man.
You very much, man.
No, I'm serious. You know, I was in L.A. before Guns N' Roses hooked up, before, you know, Black Crowes, before Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm telling you, the buzz around you two is so strong.
I mean,
thanks, thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Those are some of our favorite bands. So
well, absolutely. Well,
let's drink to that. Shots in the air. Here,
hey, we just, hey you look, and look hey at that. Now. You provoke
it.
A
let's
shot.
Look at that.
Here's to you.
Really,
here's to you guys.
I watched Frank puke thank a couple you, weeks ago after this.
With you.
What was that?
That was Malort. That was the worst tasting liquor in the world. That's
damn you!
Is that atrocious?
That's like when someone farts and says, "Do you smell popcorn?" And you just didn't expect it.
It continues.
Yeah, I did.
It continues.
Yeah, no, there's a whole phase five happening right now.
It's awful.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
It just puts you in a
thank
bad
so
mood.
All right,
man. Have a good day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Do the shot on him. Yeah, that's Malort. That's the worst tasting liquor in the world.
I know.
Right
Mark's
there.
Looking around
give
for
me
some
something.
I know. Do we have beers or something? We got those Bud Light seltzers. What we got?
Oh. Casamigos, me, Bud Light seltzers.
Bud Light seltzers. Anything. Yeah, Bud Light seltzers. What? Wait, that's a thing? Bud Light. I love Bud Light. They're just like, we'll do anything.
Got that bottle of bourbon, too.
Jesus. H.
Oof. It's horrible.
Yeah, that's not the good
it's
stuff.
Malort.
It's actually, it's subsiding.
I got to say, it is in the name like the hint that you shouldn't go there. Malort.
Well, tell them,
why do you do that?
It was during the Prohibition. Yeah, they were trying to be able to drink alcohol.
In
Chicago.
Out of Chicago. Yeah, during the Prohibition.
That is so
this
bad.
Passed the test of being, you know, they. Like, no one's drinking this for fun. This is considered medicine.
So the excise police would stop by.
So that's what everyone
by.
Drank when alcohol wasn't legal. They're like,
wow. So, I thought it sounded like it went further back, like to like Viking times.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know, to become a man, you had to, you know, kill someone and then have a shot of that.
What do you think it tastes like, Mark?
It tastes like what would be in a diaper.
It really,
well,
it really does.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we have 5 stays, 0 goes. Is it going to be a clean sweep for the diapers?
Oh, Sammy is
crushing it. Right
here's the Malort seltzer.
Oh, you rat!
No way. Is that real?
It's the
Malort spritz.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
You got to try it. It's not bad.
I'll
seriously,
tell you, it's not.
So, are they sponsoring it? Are they hooking it up or what?
Yeah, they're totally hooking up.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not someone sponsoring it.
Because, dude, what better promo than to have people on air every week going, "This is awful."
I mean, they know it. They know it. They love it. Like Malort, when you want to unfriend someone,
the Malort this is, seltzer is better.
This is
I
the
will say.
This is the punk rock for babies drink.
That's true.
Oh yeah, this the spritz is not bad.
So who is the actual alcohol better. Sponsor of this show?
Whatever.
We need one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark's need a major
entrepreneurial mind is spinning.
In.
He's going to start a tequila company for this station.
Dirty Honey Tequila.
Right. All right.
Dirty Tequila.
Matt,
yeah, Dirty. Why
getting
not?
Back to the task at hand to see if you're going to stay in the music business.
Okay.
Looks good so far. We're basically trying to see if it's going to be a clean sweep at this point. So I'm going to give you a couple names. You just choose one, okay? You got Joe, you got Brandon, and you got Tammy.
How about Brandon?
Go with Brandon.
Brandon sounds like a
hello, Brandon.
Punk fan.
It's up to
good
you.
Good morning.
Do the diapers going to stay with the clean sweep 6-0?
You know, I was going to say I'm surprised Eric didn't say anything, but I think with a little bit of production quality, that they're going to go a long way. And I'd love to listen to them with my 4-year-old teacher music and the ABC. So I say stay.
Wow. I did not expect that.
It's 6 days, 0 goes. Matt, you can stay and pursue your dreams. You and Pony and Oakley and Mateo and Donnie, who make up the diapers. Continue in the business. Now, if you want to go to HeidiandFrank.com, you can continue voting online. We combine the online votes with the call-in votes, the bands with the highest percentage of stay versus go. Might get invited to play at a future party with the vaccines going out the way they are. I'm sure that party's going to happen sooner than later. And Dirty Honey has already agreed to play, so
I will come. At this point, I will play
anywhere.
Your children's Whatever.
Yeah, I'll open.
Care.
We'll open for the diapers.
Yeah, they just
I don't know
play.
If our manager will agree to that, but
you'll open for the diapers. That's kind of
our manager is giving us a big thumbs.
We'll
down
open the
right
diapers.
Now. We'll open the
we're
diapers.
We're gonna open the diapers.
All right, Matt, it's official. You guys can stay. So that means we do get to hear a second song from you guys. What else do you got?
If it's not about geography, I'm going to be very disappointed.
We've got another song to play. It's called I'd Rather Have a Baby in Front of Me Than a Frontal Lobotomy.
Than a what?
I'd rather have a baby in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the play yeah. on the old bottle in front of me.
Okay. The bottle in front of me lobotomy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Look, the baby's speaking up.
Oh, she no, finished
that's,
her.
That's the mother.
That's Pony.
That's Pony. That's the baby laughing.
Oh, that's the baby laughing.
She's getting a kick out of it.
Oh, good, good. So...
Oh, she's just teething. That's
here,
different.
Here they are.
Oh, my God.
One more time, the diapers. All right, let's die for a second chance to make a first impression. What did you guys think of that second song?
I think
I think they were smart with playing the first one.
Yeah, I think so. I think they won us over the first
song. I think that, yeah, they were better with the less lyrics, I think. Maybe.
Yeah.
The ABC 123 was catchy. It was to the point.
It's a hit.
But the second one, I mean.
We kind of lost interest.
Yeah, maybe not so much. Okay, so we're going to pour some more drinks. We're going to come back with New Music Friday, where you're going to hear California Dreamin'.
Yes, Dirty Honey.
New song from Dirty Honey. This has been Stay or Go, though, brought to you by Chili's. Want to spice up your sex life? Try Chili's. I don't mean the edible peppers. I mean the restaurant. Ever had coked up margarita fueled sex in a Chili's bathroom after a bender with the Brazilian soccer team? I have Chili's.
That sounds awesome.
Right. Wow.
Wow.
All right, we're going to come right back.
What is happening?
New Music
today?
Friday. Keep it right here. We're Heidi and Frank.
What are you waiting for?
Heidi.
What are you waiting for?
And Frank.
And now the moment no one's been waiting for.
It's Heidi and Frank on 95.5 KLOS.
That's so great.
Heidi and Frank show. Here with Mark and John, Dirty Honey. His new single comes out today, California Dreamin'. I saw the video. It was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks.
Johnny, are we posting the video someplace?
Let's post it.
Yes.
Can we do that?
You mind?
Yeah.
Can we post it? Please, thank you.
On our website.
Post away.
It's so good. It's so,
so well
clever.
Shot.
It's sexy.
It's like, it's, goes, basically it's a tour of California.
It's a love story.
But you said one of your buddies built a door frame with a door on it that is, you know, you go through it, you're in a different part of California. And so it's like this California dream and this total vibe. Being here, it's like you connect to everything that you're going, every shot.
Each time the door opened, Frank and I were like, Redwoods.
Yeah. Oh.
We just kept doing that. It's funny.
So
now,
fun.
Yeah.
From what I understand, when you shot the video, you said that door weighed like 400 pounds.
Yeah, it was ridiculously heavy. Total pain in the ass to carry
That's what I love about you guys in the band. You're like, you're carrying that door out in the desert to shoot this video. You don't have like that
crew. It's not CGI. Like,
no, it was me. I drove the van. We came out to the desert. Everybody came out.
Yeah.
We just had a really small crew that we used for the Rolling Sevens video. And, man, yeah.
Just fake doors. I
gotta get props to the camera guys for helping out, because that is not part of their job.
Right.
And it's just like three of us out there.
But they see you going, all right.
Yeah, small production, you know. It's like, hey, man, you got hands.
Well, who's got the door now?
Well, that's the thing.
The door. So we left the door in one of the filming locations.
What?
And anybody out there that finds it. We'll give you free tickets to the LA shows for life. If you find it and send a picture to us via Instagram or Facebook, whatever, we will give you free tickets to the LA shows.
So watch the watch the California Dreamin' video from Dirty Honey, and in one of those locations, the door is still there.
Yeah,
still there. And you don't always shoot it in order.
No.
So they can't go, well, let's go to the last shot.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah, don't go to the last shot.
Don't
go to the last shot.
It'll be like that monolith.
It's not in the ocean, I promise.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, there's the door.
The door.
Whoa,
the
that's
door.
Cool. That's a fun scavenger hunt.
Yeah, that'll be cool. That'll be cool.
Yep.
And it's.
Ooh. I'm going to do it.
I'm going out to the desert.
He doesn't even know where it is.
I don't even know where it is. Yeah.
It should become like a California monument where it's just. You heading out to the door this weekend?
Yeah, the Dirty Honey door.
Yeah.
Dude.
We're heading to the Dirty
just
Honey
trip
door.
On acid
it should be.
And,
yeah. Trip on acid and hang out at the door.
It'll turn into a festival and it'll be like nicknames for people who are into it. You know, like burners. It'll be like.
Yeah.
It's a very Instagrammable door.
It is. It's beautiful. Your friend did a good job.
Yeah,
with that door.
He's legit.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's amazing. Yeah. We know a guy who's in the fake door business.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't build anything else. I just build basically fake doors.
Eric, I'm assuming for New Music Friday, are we starting out with Dirty Honey's new song, or are we going to save it for the end, for the weekend pick?
See, I had it for my weekend pick.
Ooh,
no, we're making you wait for it, people. Because that's the big draw on the show.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to wait. It's great. These guys write nothing but hits.
I like talking about the other new music, though. That's cool.
Yeah, the other new music coming out. Same time your guys' music coming out.
Yeah.
Let's see what
happening.
They're competing for ears. Let's see what people are listening to.
All right, they're listening to Joanna Connor. I don't usually start with blues, but this is a good jam to start your Friday. This song's called Destination. As a guitar band, you guys, wacky blues.
Eddie Van Halen blues.
This is a chick?
Joanna Connor, yeah.
It's the blues.
You wanted her to have more rasp. You want more rasp.
Yeah. If she's playing a guitar, just play the guitar.
Right? Right?
That was good, yeah. Oh. That was good, yeah. We
need to just add that. It's fine.
Okay, I got it.
Keep it playing. Heidi's going to add the.
Yeah!
All right.
Did these record?
Mark, help her out, too. Can you join in with her? Yeah, help her out with this happening. Next, the next chorus.
I think
Heidi,
that's her spot. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff.
All right, that's fun.
All right, that's Joanna Connor.
Okay.
Justin Bieber has new music. I assume you want to skip it, Frank.
No, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Hey, man, you know.
Give the kid a break.
Give him a break, dude.
He discovered Madison Beer. It's her birthday today, so we got to love it.
Madison Beer?
Oh, yeah. Call me if you need
someone. Frank just discovered beer.
Like,
you see where he is. Pick up the pieces if you come undone.
That you could find some feeling, yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold on. Heaven is a place not too far away.
wasn't the drop I was expecting.
Fun fact, he was in the studio next to us when we were recording our song.
No way. Yeah?
We never crossed paths, but this must have been done.
How does that not happen that you never cross paths? Like somebody's not going out to smoke?
Did you see Haley out of the coffee machine?
None of us smoke.
No. That's good.
Just, you know, so I don't, maybe he doesn't smoke?
Maybe. All right.
John Mayer was there. We saw him for a bit. He was awesome. Billy Bob Thornton was there. He was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Did you record it here in L.A.?
Don Was. Henson on, what is that, La Brea?
Don Was was there.
Don Was, awesome producer.
Damn.
But yeah, I'm thinking back
that
now.
It
happened probably
at the
recorded
same time.
This, yeah, at the same time. That's cool.
You guys don't know this, but I'm a true believer.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
They could tell.
But that's why the song's still playing.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah,
I've got t-shirts.
I'll give it over. That's why we're getting
he wears
to the end
Justin
of the
Bieber
song.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty cool shirt.
I want that shirt.
That's a pretty cool shirt.
Me. I take
all
my mojo.
Did you wear that on stage?
He's a hockey fan. I give him a pass.
Yeah, Canadian.
I
couldn't
cool
because
if
people wouldn't know. It's ironic. If there's one guy who's like, oh, he's a people fan, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, right.
Everyone has to know I'm kidding. Then it's cool, but I can't take that chance.
But don't they think
I can't
they would look at you and go, that John?
No, obviously he's kidding, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have to do it. I'd have to be smoking and doing drugs just so that it's all opposite. You know, that's a really play. You know, like visibly do it.
It's an ironic.
Yeah, you have to know I'm kidding.
All right. Well, everyone can wear this with pride. Atreyu has new music out with Travis Barker. Great MMA entrance song, Heidi.
Let's all pretend. Fight. Amanda is fighting. Nunez is fighting tomorrow night.
Wow,
she is the best lioness. Oh, wow. We've got people listen to the show and then send alcohol to us.
Wow. Is that what happens?
Right here. Dirty Honey's there. Let's send alcohol.
Nice. You said we're at a Bud Light Seltzer. Somebody just brought
somebody
by,
just
by 12. Or...
I'm
into it. I don't know which to choose from.
Yeah. Well, we may have
who is this? This is Travis Barker and Atreyu.
Yep.
That's why I haven't chosen anything, right?
Frank, Amanda Nunez. This
how long has Atreyu been around? They've been around, right?
A long time. Let's
like
see.
20 years more? I don't even...
Let me find their first album.
Israel Adesanya also fights.
Tomorrow night. MMA.
La Style Bender.
UFC. Oh, and he says, he's like, I'm prepared to die.
Oh, he's going to go for two belts.
And he goes, and I'm ready tomorrow night, and I will win, because I won't
He'll
stop
He'll become
fighting.
The fifth fighter to ever to win two belts.
Amazing.
At the same time, like, hold two belts.
Yeah, cool. This band has been around for 19 years.
Wow.
Is that a reference to that movie?
Atreyu?
Yeah.
Oh, what is that? Neverending Story.
Yeah.
The
is that
dragon
what that is?
Was Atreyu, right?
Falcor!
Oh. Falcor was
the Falcor was the dragon.
The dog Atreyu with the weird bubbly back?
Yes.
That this also is... flew?
That's the kind of, you know...
Kendall Jackson.
Not our vibes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, we don't.
Our hashtag vibes.
Is that drop D?
I got some Jack Daniel or Jim Beam honey.
See,
nice.
This, you're here and they're like, oh, honey.
Yep, there it is.
There you go. They love you. We love you, too.
Yeah.
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 Is this Drake?
Hey,
yep.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the little baby.
Yeah.
Oh, the little baby from the diapers?
Leave me out of comments. Leave me out of nonsense. Speaking out of context.
Now, this is now the basketball hang. When I play hoops with my friends, it's like this music's just on.
This is what my mom says. Proof is in the progress. Money's not an object. Busy denim. You know how my job get. Barking up the wrong tree. You know how to die.
Sure,
why not? Haven't fallen
what is that?
Yet.
What is that?
Just a candy cane of
messing.
Hey, wait, let's get my shades, dude.
Okay, Drake.
Yeah, Drake.
That's going to get 100 million streams in
exactly.
The first week.
Exactly. It's going to be the most popular thing this weekend, so I figured you guys should hear it.
Yeah, I mean, guys like that, it's just like top quality.
Can we just
time.
Say it's not even 10, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 drinks in front of me?
Welcome to the Heidi and Frank
Show. Another shot? Oh boy. Is there a walkable food place around here?
Poquito Mas.
Well, we're in Burbank, so you'll find something, I guess.
Here we go. This is the Jim Beam Honey for Dirty Honey.
Okay,
yeah, honey, we're celebrating your release of California Dreamin' today. We're going to hear that at the end of New Music. It's your weekend pick, right?
Yeah, of course.
The release of our
that's
going to
be the biggest
song
of the weekend, Eric.
Oh, my God.
Of course it will.
That is tasty. Jim Beam Honey.
Better than
Malort. I mean, that's alcohol for people who don't really want to drink alcohol.
Well, we say that's like breakfast alcohol. It's just sweet, like your pancakes.
It's really good, though.
Dude, you could put that on your pancakes.
You could.
For sure.
Yeah, that's real rock and roll breakfast
and
right there.
And that would kind of double as your hair of the dog.
Right. That's true.
Okay, I just found a use for that. But I've always been like, don't put sweets in my drink. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I don't sweeten it up.
I'm sweet enough.
Just umbrellas.
I drink Miami Vices.
Just umbrellas.
What are Miami Vices?
Half pina colada, half strawberry daiquiri. Mm-hmm. It's very like Caribbean, you know?
You drink those?
Mark's very Caribbean.
But I'm in the Caribbean.
Mark's 50% Caribbean. Did you know that?
I can see it.
I mean, Patti LaBelle is my mother.
Right. Yeah.
I'm 50% Caribbean.
He's just light skinned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm looking ahead to New Music Friday. You guys are going to have to do some head-to-heads and decide who to listen to.
We can do it.
Thomas Rhett, for you country fans. Yes.
Country.
Yeah.
Or Escape the Fate.
I'm going to just go Thomas Rhett. Yeah, that sounds more...
I don't do unfinished sentence bands. You know what I'm saying? Like, where the name is like... The end of a sentence or the beginning of it.
And oh, I see. What you're
I don't
saying.
Do that. Just feels, I don't, yeah, that's yeah. right. I'm out.
So Thomas Rhett it is.
Okay. Well, you're going to get excited for A Day to Remember, which is later.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I was hoping Thomas Rhett was going to give us some more high octane country.
I used to hit the bar downtown, chase girls with coke and crayon. Raise them up and show
them
love
this guy. Coke and Crown, right?
Had a trust was right down by the lake. Beers were cold, IDs were faking. Love was just a word we'd say for a midnight kiss. Ain't come a long way, but I've come a little.
I'm already on board with all the things he's promoting.
Yeah. Here, he's going to really turn it up here.
This is a good song.
If you get a little older, get a little wiser, a little more turn that cheek. Little less what I want.
A little less.
I think he's talking about
settling down,
sobering, and settling down.
Because he said, "As the older I get a little less than what I want, and a little more."
Wait a minute,
I need.
That's what it's about? No, I'm out.
He was talking about doing coke and Jack. And Crown.
Now he's like a little less Jack in my coke.
Yeah, a little less Jack in my coke.
Now I'm looking for what I need, not what I want. Oh,
you had us.
I mean, honestly, it's a toss-up whether you take the Jack or the Coke out of that mixture. Because that Coke's not that healthy for you.
Well, you don't really like Coke. You just like how it smells,
sugar.
Right?
Yes.
John loves Coke.
Yeah. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Classic. The classic.
In case John's mom.
I've
president.
Never seen you drink Coca-Cola.
Got these beers sent to us. The Govern Hater.
Mm-hmm.
It's Govern Hater. It's a
which one? Which one are we hating? Cuomo or Newsom?
No, that's Newsom right there on the can.
I hate Cuomo.
Govern Hater beer, double hazy IPA.
That's the can that you threaten and it opens itself up.
Oh damn!
Oh Johnny,
that is good.
Is it good?
What is it? It's a double IPA or triple or what'd you say?
It's a double hazy.
Do they go triple?
I don't know.
Is there such thing?
Triple.
Hey, IPA makers, I dare you, triple it.
You know what? I'm gonna raise game, quadruple it.
I dare you.
make mine a triple.
Oh, man.
All right, another face-off. It's a pop face-off this time, okay?
All right.
You're gonna have to decide between a sexy BB Rexa song.
Mm. Okay.
It'd be your sex song for the day.
Mm.
Or Bruno Mars and Anderson Paak.
Oh, we gotta go with those two. Dude, that's gonna be fire. Yeah, you know that's gonna be fire.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fire.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already in.
Me too.
I'm already in. These guys are like, yo, we're going to do our dad's music. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Baby making music in 1974, right now. They're like, how were we made?
Where you at?
Oh, you got plans. Don't say that. I'm sipping wine. In a robe. I look too good. To be alone. My house clean.
Pool warm.
Just shake.
Smooth like a newborn.
We should be dancing, romancing.
just shaved smooth like a newborn.
This
is fire, dude. I'm like 40%.
You're 40%?
Yeah.
These two guys are just, that's too much talent. It's too good. Tell me that you're coming
through. By the way, Silk Sonic also on
dude,
that
dude, I
song.
Am definitely listening to that song for the rest of the day because yes. I'm going to be hammered all day anyway. Yeah. So
plans later, right?
Not anymore. I've been canceling them this whole with each Malort
drink. I was wondering what you were doing over there. Can't make the calendar.
So strange. I don't know. I've never told this story, but strange, sort of dirty honey history. Me history. When I first moved to LA, the first gig I got was with this artist named Haley Reinhart.
Oh yeah.
And actually, our manager was managing her at the time, and the drummer who got the gig was Anderson .Paak.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, but he was just, back then he just called himself Breezy, and he would like play me these beats, and him and I would get drunk before most of the shows.
That's really cool.
Yeah, totally random. And then, you know, the gig didn't work out, whatever, you know, and
Then one day
I literally saw him on the cover of like LA Weekly. I was like, oh, that's Breezy. And then I was like, oh, dang, he's like blown up.
Yeah.
And now I didn't even know he could rap or sing like that.
Can I tell a quick anecdote about that?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
About the Peppermint Club gig that you did?
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, Mark was always... Mark,
I
yeah.
have never seen... John's been one of my best friends, obviously, for a while. And you know, he's playing guitar with this artist. And I've never seen a more miserable musician in my life than when he's up there just... Not doing what he's supposed to be doing. Not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. His thing, when I was like doing Simon stuff, he was always like, what are you doing? You know, sort of the general... And I was like, I don't know, man. I'm playing music.
And this is before Dirty Honey became about.
We were always gigging around LA. Like, you know, we would play in Santa Monica and do like a 4-hour gig, doing covers, sprinkling some originals we were working on, you know, and people would be like, man, like, you guys should play some originals. And we're like,
we just did, you know. Yeah, dude, I totally.
But I watched John specifically at one gig at the Peppermint Club, and he just looked so miserable.
Because he knew, because he's like the one guy in the audience who knows me
so well.
When we're playing, and when we're playing, when I really like
the joy,
what I'm doing,
the joy.
And I'm freaking out and, you know, doing the whole thing that we do.
Friday night at the Basement Tavern, this guy's like... partying, doing, you know, some questionable things, having a good time.
Living his truth.
Living.
Yes.
His soul, your soul is happy, and then when you're just gigging, it's like,
I think he saw it more clearly than even I did.
Yeah.
And you were like, because I was like, well, I'm working, I'm playing music, or, you know, I'm doing a thing, you know, like, and he was like, yeah, but it's, no, it's terrible. Like, yeah, this is fine, but it's, you shouldn't be on the stage.
No.
Wow.
I mean, it was obviously pretty eye-opening.
Safe to say that Mark LaBelle rescued you.
A little bit, I tried.
Did John's misery inspire Dirty Honey altogether?
Like, it was just like, I have to do something, you know?
Yeah, probably a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, I think probably a little.
Yeah.
Because I think at some point he was like, all right, we got to get the
gears.
Then
how do you meet Justin and Corey? Like, how does that all? Because you're like, obviously you guys are friends with him.
I met Justin.
We still got New Music Friday gets here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought everything was about me. I'm sorry.
I thought I was on a date.
You're not on a date. Stop flirting. Stop flirting, honey.
I apologize.
Justin and Corey aren't here.
I went into the default everything's about me mode. I'm so sorry.
No,
it's a default mode.
It's all good. It's all good.
No. Sorry. Back to your show, I guess.
You guys keep talking.
I'll call you guys later. Don't worry. We can talk later. Yeah. What else is new?
Yeah. The Malort must be kicking
in. Don't interrupt, Heidi. This is good stuff.
I'm sending you a video later, and you're going to love it.
Okay,
I'm
going to
send
you a
video. You're going to love it.
Okay. I can't wait.
That's creepy.
Oh, no. I look forward to it.
Very, very suspect.
Mark and I have a real relationship.
Yeah,
so it's
here's say hi to your friends in Palm Springs for me.
Yeah, there is
you're
a proof.
You're like the Bones video.
There's proof.
I'm doing this tequila shot. Who's
okay,
with me?
Yeah, let's go.
I already did mine.
Oh, you did?
You did, Frank!
I'm sorry.
Frank, you're supposed to...
I'm sorry.
All right. Cheers.
All right, you guys want to pick another head-to-head challenge here?
All right, head-to-head challenge. You guys pick it.
Now it's the artsy-fartsy rock.
Okay.
Kings of Leon versus Chevelle.
Kings of Leon all
day. Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
Okay. Kings of Leon doing that NFT.
Yep, that's today.
I love
Look at
Caleb.
You, that non-fungible tokens.
My friend just now texted
Caleb's
me. Never-ending story.
I love it.
It's a little slow.
He probably did it a while ago.
Yeah.
So, Frank, you mentioned their NFT. It's going on right now. It's a 56-hour auction, and it is open for the next 2 days, 7 hours, 9 minutes, and 51 seconds. So if you're a big fan of Kings of Leon, go to yellowheart.io and get the first NFT album ever released by a band.
Okay.
And I want to thank Aaron Goody for all the goodies he gave us, all the booze.
Oh,
that was delivered to us just now. Aaron. Oh.
Right? Let's hear some Chevelle, Eric.
It's too late.
No,
you already chose.
No. What the hell is this for?
Hey, listen, right, he's fine. Our guest.
Aaron Goody brought us the Govan Hater beer.
Oh, got it.
Govan Hater.
I think this other box is from Francisco.
I was hoping for a little more high octane from
Chevelle.
Kings.
Oh, the Kings of Leon album all is very sleepy.
Is it really?
Yeah. Chevelle,
pensive.
Though.
But we call that pensive.
Yeah.
There's a word for that. Industry word, pensive.
That would have been the right choice, but you guys chose wrong.
Sorry.
It happens. Sorry. It happens.
All right. You don't get a choice in this matter. We're hearing unreleased Tom Petty, no matter what you say about it.
Mike Campbell is the man. We love him.
Who's
Tom's
Mike
obviously. Mike Campbell is Tom Petty's guitar player.
Ooh.
And I met him hat shopping at Nick Fouquet in Venice a couple years ago. And
right when we got going.
I had a hat like this, you know, and I was trying it on. It was way too big for me. And freaking Mike Campbell taps me on the shoulder and goes, "Are you gonna? Can I try that one on?" And
no
I was like,
"Way!"
I turned around. I was like, "Dude, it was the first time I've ever just like been
you fangirl.
Mind blown."
You fangirl.
I was like, "I love you. I love you."
That's you.
And,
I love that.
He's been so nice ever since, and got to talk to him. I tried on a top hat, which my manager hates, of course.
Yeah.
But Mike Campbell was like, "I would wear top hats, but they're so Tom. But if you're the lead singer,
you can
pull
hat.
That off. It looks really good on you." So I bought the top.
Nice.
Wait, he said that to you?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that part of the story.
I didn't tell you that?
That part. You didn't tell me that he gave you that blessing.
Whoa, wow. Did you guys hear that line?
Oh, do it again. I love Tom Petty.
Listen to that line. Right.
Segue.
Seriously.
You saw me coming.
Wait, so this is Tom Petty. It's new?
It's like
from the vaults? From the vaults?
Yeah. Unreleased. It's You Saw Me Coming, which is an old song, but this is the alternate version.
Because he didn't want it released.
Well, that's what happens after you pass away, right? Everyone, everyone goes, "We're going to put out all your demos."
TP. Steve Perrone laying it down on drums.
One of the best concerts I've ever been to is Tom Petty, Fiddler's Green in Denver, Colorado, in the rain. And just everyone's soaked and he's still playing.
Have you seen the doc? The documentary?
No.
Oh, you gotta watch it. You gotta carve out like 4 hours.
Yeah.
But I just watched it. It's like actually like 15 years old. I didn't even know. It's like came out in like 2006.
Yeah, the four-parter?
I guess that would make sense.
I guess
so.
Yeah. But now it's all one. You know, it's on. I think I rented it on Apple TV or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's such a commercial success, but he's also a warrior for artists. Like, he doesn't take any crap from anyone. And he, you know, like he, when they wanted to hike the price in the 80s to, this is funny if you think about it. They wanted to hike the price of an album to like $9.98.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they wanted to use him because he was the most popular guy. He fought them tooth and nail, and it was like, he was like, I'm not going to be the first most expensive record, you know.
Good for him.
And before that, what was it? Damn the Torpedoes? His biggest record. When he was making that, he already made two records and didn't know what publishing was. And so he literally was like, I thought publishing was like the rights to put it in a book.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they took all his publishing and he long story short, while they're making Damn Torpedoes, he's like, wait, I gotta sue them and get my publishing back. They own all I wrote. What? You know, I'm not getting paid for the songs I wrote. It's amazing. They like hid the reels because they could have come and taken the reels to the album he was making. They hid them. They like wrote a different band name on them. And he was like, while they were in court, because the judge was like, you know, the label can come take those during this. Ooh. So he got his guy to be like, put a different band name on them.
Dirty Honey.
And take them somewhere. Yeah, put Dirty Honey. He actually put, that's where we got the name. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Anyway, it's just an amazing guy.
Yeah, we'll check
He's
it
an
out.
Amazing
Sammy's
guy.
A country fan, I know. Eric, are you a big country guy?
Yeah, I love country.
Yeah.
Same.
Mike Campbell's all over that new Chris Stapleton.
We just got a hint here.
Oh, Sammy's bringing waters to everybody. You know when Bud Light Queen brings waters in?
Yeah, she's like, after the Tom story, he's a little hammered.
People are out of control.
We're just trying to be responsible.
Seriously, you need another host for another hour?
I love Tom Petty. Rest in peace, Tom.
Yes, oh, sir. Yeah.
So that was the alt version of You Saw Me Coming. I'm going to move A Day to Remember. I know you guys were super excited. I'm going to move it to next week, though.
A Day to Remember what? John needs to know.
Because I want to play Jackson Gamble and see what you guys think about Jackson Gamble, if you haven't heard.
I've never heard of Jackson Gamble.
Okay, they describe themselves as the Black Keys on steroids.
We'll
see if you agree.
Okay.
All right.
So they're the Black Crowes.
I'm not sure we needed that.
I prefer the Black Keys.
Yeah, I'm immediately like...
Yeah. I prefer the lazy Black Keys who don't work out.
Yeah!
We can do it. No.
Hit that button, yeah.
No.
You got a couple... Buzz is
going to
stop, Eric.
I want to see what you guys thought.
Eric, I know you're jamming over there, but we just...
stops, Eric.
Oh.
I have a small window for rap rock.
Yeah.
And it's basically...
If you're going to play rock
forwards,
and roll, it's got to have soul.
Rage against the machine. That's about it.
Yeah.
Well played.
That's got soul.
They said they would never do a virtual concert, by the way, Rage.
Good for them. They got to stand for, you know...
They really are raging against the machine.
I love it.
Tom Rawls is the man. Look at that.
The actual machine.
Thanks, Eric.
Called your laptop.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we got a few minutes left in the show. It's time, boys.
Yes! Dirty Honey!
Oh, no, I have to listen to myself.
Yes, you do.
Anything you guys want to say before we unleash this upon the world?
On 95.5 KLOS.
I mean, it's California Dreamin'. You guys
It's California Dreamin'. You know... Honestly, this station has been so good to us. We can't thank you guys enough. And specifically this show, Eric discovered us on New Music Friday.
Our minds were blown.
That vision of where we were on the highway, him being like, guys, should I call right now? Like, it's burned in my mind.
Yeah.
I know where we were.
And Eric had a really sentimental post about a friend that turned you on to, I think it was Green Day.
Oh, yeah, Green Day.
A few weeks ago that really struck a chord with me and... You know, how music can affect people. And, you know, obviously we hope we have some sort of effect on people during a pandemic, and everything. You
What's the song about, Mark?
The song is just about moving west, and perhaps your dream's not necessarily coming true, you know. And this place is really beautiful, and there's amazing sights, and there's amazing opportunity. But more often than not, the dream isn't realized, and this is, you know, a look into the darker corners of what California can be.
Wow. California Dreaming by Dirty Honey. Wow. I'm just saying I'm available.
You'll be on the road soon. Who are you kidding?
I'm not that
John Nato Desert Solo.
Oh, this is the greatest solo.
That's what I was saying. Hey, you don't think he's great? Just ask him. Dude, the guy we called to play this, such a pro.
Dirty Honey right there. Jesus. With the new song California Dreamin'. Be sure and go and download that and pay for that song. Buy it right now.
Yeah, just buy it. Just buy it again. Can you buy it twice?
Buy it twice if you can.
Yeah.
I'll buy it three times.
Fun. Great stuff.
You guys came from where? You came from another market, right?
Well, we were
originally I grew up in Indiana. Denver, Colorado was my radio market.
And don't forget, we're going to be doing vinyl.
Ooh,
we're going to be doing vinyl
too.
Vinyl.
But before you came to KLOS, you were in Denver?
I've been in Los Angeles for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
25 years.
Oh.
So. But I first started out in Denver, Colorado.
That's right. He was a lead singer of a punk rock band.
You were in a punk rock band?
I was a baby.
Were you in a baby punk rock band? You were the baby.
Yeah, you got
this
whole
is
show,
what the baby grows up in.
The baby has a beard, though.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow up your spot.
No.
You know. I want you to remain somewhat mysterious.
Fine. Yeah, that's great stuff. At Dirty Honey Band. Follow them on social media. Find out where they're going. They're fantastic. You guys are just rolling out hit after hit after hit.
I'm
going
to make a proclamation, a declaration, whatever, right now. We are going to freaking play in L.A. Before we go anywhere, Captain.
That's right.
We're doing
a
secret show somewhere.
We're talking to the manager.
And we're going to be there, right?
We're coming. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely.
Your show at the Viper Room was insane. I mean, I wasn't there live, but I mean, I was so jealous. But I watched it online a few times.
I hope we can figure out something to help out the smaller places that have helped us along the way, you know, before we...
Those venues that are closed and they can't make any money.
I know.
We'll be there. We'll do whatever
stinker.
You need us to do.
Is the Viper going to make it? They're going to make it, no?
The Troubadour is going to make it. So
I think there's a lot of bands that feel the same way.
Totally.
So I think if we all get together and did something great for Viper Room or for Sunset Boulevard in general,
I
think that we could have some crazy festival that benefits Sunset Boulevard, LA would show up.
Absolutely. I think people are dying for new music and
100%.
Just concerts and let's...
People are
get vaccinated, people.
That's right.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Always fun to see you guys. John and Mark from
Dirty
Honey. Be sure to go
shout out to Justin and Corey.
Download the song.
Justin and Corey, we miss you. We'll
see
you next
time. Yeah, Justin and Corey, miss you guys.
Shout out to you guys.
Next time, California Dreamin'. Go download it. Buy it today. Fantastic.
Justin, I miss your hair.
All the Dirty Honey stuff.
And Corey's hair.
And Corey's hair.
They got the hair.
They do. They got the hairs.
Are we apologizing now?
We got to apologize. How to get this
all right,
out of
the first ladies of football, Russian basketball wrestlers, Heather Mills and the Pope.
Madison Beer, Shaquille O'Neal, Post Malone, and Hootie the Blowfish.
Transgender athletes, Lola Bunny, TV reporters, and people with big eyes.
Iceland, Bananarama, golfers, and Warren, the high school basketball.
Oh, dear, that's kicking in. Monkeys, Thailand, kittens, speeders, and CIA agents.
The Diapers, SpongeBob SquarePants, La Freaks, and Dirty Honey.
Who you got, Mark? Who you got?
You really got to listen to the whole show.
Hey! Oh, yeah, honey, you're Frank Club. You made your show in California Toyota dealers.
Yeah, baby.
Love you guys.
The Pro.
KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS.